Hello and welcome to another edition of Marauder Baseball on MILB TV, Bally Live, and your Marauder Radio Network. Ben Pokorny with you here on a beautiful night on the Sun Coast in Bradenton, Florida. The Marauders and the Threshers squaring off in a matchup of Florida State League West Division powerhouses here tonight at Lee Comp Park. The Marauders fresh off sweeping the last three games of their road trip in Lakeland, securing a undefeated start to the second half of the season. Look to keep the good form going. Adam, welcome in tonight. Happy to have you.
Yeah, no, excited to be here with you, Ben. Always a lot of fun listening to you on MILB. It's been a blast having you here.
Well, it should be a blast for this game tonight. The Marauders start Dominic Paracci, the left-hander from Salve Regina University, only D3 player selected in 2022. A 43.2 innings pitch this year, 4.53 ERA, 44 punchouts, and 21 men walked for the Division III left-hander. The Threshers with a speedy and powerful lineup take to the diamond tonight. Amarian Boyd will lead off, DHing. Justin Crawford, the batting average and RBI leader for the Threshers, bats second and patrols center field. Brian Rincon bats third, playing at shortstop. Otto Kemp will clean it up at third. Jordan Disson catches and bats fifth. William Bergola bats sixth at second. Felix Reyes at first, batting seventh. Rosario and Fergus go 8-9 in left and right field. Defensively, the Marauders with Giovanni Planchart catching, Alexander Mojica at first, Tamar Johnson at second, Jack Brannigan gets some time at short, Jesus Castillo at the hot corner, Torero, Nolasco, Polanco left to right in the outfield. Nick Cimillo will DH today for the Young Buccos. Clear skies, a strong blue breeze blown out to right field, and a real field temperature up above 100 here tonight. Another steamy evening.
Nice to be here in the booth with the fans and the little sprinkler we got going.
Yeah, staying
cool. Keep us nice and cool.
First pitch from Paracci. Misses way up and in. Boyd leans out of the way for ball one. We're underway here at 6:33 local. Paracci working quickly, the 1-0. Fastball misses inside. Two balls, no strikes now. Kenny Garcia is behind home plate. He's relaying the signals of the automatic balls and strike system. Nathan Hall on the bases, 2-0. Good-looking breaking ball. Doesn't get the strike call, and it's 3-0.
It might have been the best pitch we've seen yet from Paracci in this game. Now some count leverage for the Thresher leadoff hitter, but that looked to be a pretty good pitch.
3-0 now. On its way. Call the strike. There we go in the inner half. Paracci just paints the black on that inside edge of the plate. Boyd standing way back in the box. 3-1 pitch now. Lined over the head of Johnson and into right field for a base hit. Boyd puts his speed on to lead off the game.
Yeah, that honestly looked like it jammed him inside. Just got enough on it to get that past the reach of Tamar Johnson, who has some nice range too at second base, and the Threshers have themselves a leadoff runner.
Well, and Boyd, a dangerous leadoff runner. League leader in stolen bases with 38 this year. Justin Crawford, man, that's second in the league in stolen bases, bats now. Left-handed hitting first-round pick of the Phillies. Takes first pitch, strike away, and it's 0-1. Paracci with a fastball in the low 90s. Good-looking curveball. See what he goes to in the 0-1. Nobody out. Keeping a close eye at Boyd at first. Pitch. Misses low and in. Went to that curveball. Couldn't keep it over the plate, though. A ball and a strike now to Crawford.
Crawford tabbed as the Phillies number three prospect here on their top 30 prospect list, so should be a player for us to keep our eyes on here tonight.
It's a big league roster loaded with talent in the outfield too, so might be a couple of years before we see him get up there.
Yeah, they have him listed as a 2026 ETA.
Next pitch to Crawford, slash towards Castillo at third, but he can't make it in time. That one's going to squirt into left field, back-to-back singles of an odd and almost a weak variety for the Threshers lead off the ball game.
Yeah, I'd look to consider that soft contact, not really a hard exit velocity coming off the bat, but good situational hitting. And two out, two runners aboard. Something brewing here for Clearwater on a couple of pitches that really look to tie them up a little bit, but they find a way to get them through the infield.
Brian Rincon, home run leader, steps in now. Takes first pitch, breaking ball at the knees. Paracci gets ahead at 0-1. Rincon with seven homers, 31 runs batted in, batting 237 on the season. Second with those 31 RBI, trails only Justin Crawford. Crawford with a massive lead at first. 0-1. Breaking ball in the outer half. Doesn't get a strike call. Good-looking pitch, the count even.
That's a spot you're going to miss there. This is a dangerous lineup. We saw that on display in the first half, but you got that first pitch strike, and that's something you always look for, especially early in your outing.
The 1-1. Weakley fouled off third base side. That'll roll towards the low padded wall down the line for strike two. Threshers went 2-1 in their weekend matchups with Dunedin at TD Ballpark. They lost on Sunday in walk-off home run fashion. Team that's 2-1 in the second half. 46-22 overall. 8 games ahead of the Marauders in the overall standings, but Bradenton leading the West Division through these first 3 games. 8-2 in the last 10 are the Young Buckos. The 1-2 from Paracci looking for a big first out. Weakley grounded to third. This could be 2. Stepped on for 1. Relay to first in time. A double play.
That's exactly how you use the defense behind you. Trust your defense to make those plays. Twin killer right there. And only a runner on second. Still scoring position, but Paracci finds a way to work efficiently and to minimize any damage here.
Adam, to be honest with you, off the bat, I was thinking triple play. If we didn't have Justin Crawford at first, that was a dream triple play ball. Castillo was standing on the base when he fielded it. Brian Rincon, or Otto Kemp, rather, in now. 229 hitter with 27 men batted in this year. Crawford scoring on almost anything. Hit to that grass. First pitch from Paracci. Kemp fouls it off out of play. First base side for strike one.
Back-to-back batters where he throws that first pitch strike. Always important. First at bat, got into a 3-0 count. Still soft contact, but this is important count leverage.
0-1. Weakley fouled off. Third base side for strike two rolls towards the Thresher dugout. Paracci very content to stick to that breaking ball. That single through the left side for Crawford. He got on top of a slider on the inner half. Defense played normally. Probably would have seen him retired for an out. The 0-2. Misses low and in. Ball gets away. No, it's going to be a hit by pitch. So Crawford, who took off for third on what he thought was a wild pitch, has to return to second. Kemp, HBP to reach. 2 on and 2 out now for the Threshers.
Yeah, just unfortunate. In a 2-strike count for that one to run in and hit him. Certainly not the intention. And then we get to see the elite speed of Crawford. He was darting his way to third base.
Jordan Disson in now. Catcher with a stout 294 average, well above the league average. 24 RBI, 2 homers this year. Paracci trying to escape a bit of first inning trouble. First pitch is an ugly looking swing and a miss from Disson. Kind of held up halfway through to ball in the dirt, but went around more than enough for Kenny Garcia to ring him up for strike one.
Certainly looked to have some command of the off speed, the breaking pitches, and that really fooled Disson at the plate.
Crawford at second. Kemp the runner at first, the 0-1. Right down the middle, slider. Splits the middle of the plate, called a strike, and it's 0-2. Disson will call time after that. Ambushed him a little bit there.
Yeah, I caught a ton of the plate. Want to stay away from that here with 2 strikes. Set the table perfectly to get himself out of this thing.
See, Paracci goes back to that curveball in the dirt. Got a swing and a miss on it to start the at-bat. Left-hander set. 2 on, 2 out, the 0-2 pitch. Misses in. It is a ball in the dirt, and it goes to the backstop. Crawford moves up to third, on to second now. Is Kemp, so a pair of runners, a base hit away from scoring now for the Threshers. Ball draws the count to 1-2. Paracci still in the driver's seat. Still a chance for a wave and a miss to end this first inning scoreless. He's thrown only 17 pitches. He's been efficient. Chance to get out of here in under 20 and keep a 0 on the board. The 1-2. Called. Strike 3. Can I help you? No. He's just looking at him.
He is. Watch and observe. Strike 3 call to end the inning. That's what the doctor asked for.
No runs for the Threshers. They leave a pair in scoring position. We go to the home half. Marauders with Torero, Brannigan, and Johnson. Due up when we come back on MILB TV. Bally Live and the Marauder Radio Network.
Drink in my hand to fill it up. I'm
back here on MILB TV, Bally Live on the Marauder Radio Network. Ben Pequeny joined by Adam Plager here tonight at Lee Comm Park. No score after half an inning. The Marauders and Threshers, the match of two of the best teams in the Florida State League West Division. Bradenton lead off this game with Emmanuel Terrero. He's followed by Brannigan, Johnson, and Nolasco in the first four. Charlene Polanco, the team home run and RBI leader, will bat fifth. Samillo sixth, DHing Mojica. Castillo and Planchart go 7, 8, and 9. Gabriel Cotto, the left-hander, starts for Clearwater. 2.77 ERA this year, 3-0 record. First pitch to Terrero. Hit high in the air to left. Ball struck well, but it'll stay well within the confines of the ball yard. Charging onto it and making a routine grab is Rosario for out number one.
It's the old classic one pitch, one out. Cotto pleased about that. So is his pitch count. Doesn't get much better than that against a man that's hitting 329 in the month of June, and Emmanuel Terrero. Would have liked to see him be a little bit more patient. Now we'll see the former Fighting Irishman.
Brannigan batting 208 this year. Six homers, 14 RBI. Batting 176 in the last 10. Takes a first pitch. Fastball for strike one.
Talk about those six homers. His bat has found some pop. All six of those coming in the month of June. Love to see him take flight here.
0-1, big swing and a miss. Change up from the lefty, Cotto. Gets Brannigan out in front for strike two. That's the pitcher's go-to. Facing a offside matchup, go to that changeup. It's the only real offer you're going to have that breaks away from him instead of in towards the hands.
Yeah, not
that changeup.
Not a whole lot Brannigan can do with that. Patient and let that one go into the zone.
The 0-2 now. Taken, just missing low, change up again. That time a little further out over the plate. Not as much drop to it. Brannigan was able to lay off. Ball and two, the count to him with one away. Cotto fires home. Brannigan lines one down the left field side. That one hooking and dropping down in front of the left fielder. Rosario, one out single for Brannigan. On a well-struck fastball up in the zone to give the Marauders their first hit and base runner of the night.
Excellent two-strike approach from Branny. Inside out swing goes with that pitch and loops that one into left field. A one-out runner, and Jack Brannigan showing that power that he does have. That's how strong he is, too.
Brings up another guy who showed off his power in the month of June, Termar Johnson. 245 average this year, seven home runs. Most all of them coming in June. Takes a big cut and a miss. First pitch fastball at the knees for strike one. 25 RBI for Termar. Across the last 10 games, Johnson batting 303. Had a multi-homer game, the first of his career, last Tuesday in Lakeland. 0-1 pitch from Cotto. We'll have to wait. It's a pickoff throw to first. Brannigan will walk back to the bag safely. Not too much to worry about on that occasion. Brannigan, 13 stolen bases, has been caught just once this year.
He's only allowed to do that one more time. The third time, you better pick him off, or that's a ball.
0-1. Misses up and in. Termar ducks out of the way of a backed-up slider, a ball and a strike now.
A lot of new rules, Ben. What are your thoughts on the three disengagements you're allowed? I like that strategy thing, but certainly does take away from what the pitcher can do.
I think it keeps the fans happy. It keeps the game moving. I think you hear a lot of boos on pickoff attempts in the major leagues, and you still hear it. You know, I think it's a thing that is going to always be tough to please people with because it's the nature of the game. The pitcher's going to have to step off at some point, whether it's for gamesmanship's sake or a pickoff attempt. The 1-2 to Johnson from Cotto takes breaking ball away. 2-2 the count now.
It's all about the mind games, trying to get into the pitcher's kitchen, make him think about you. This is a dangerous player, and the Pirates are very high on this kid in Termar Johnson. They're top prospect here on their top 30 list, so we know what he can do.
2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Chases fastball in the dirt. Two down.
I was hoping to speak that one into truth, but maybe the old broadcaster
truth. Trust me,
truth.
You get more wrong than you get right when you try to do that, I can assure you. Termar kind of continues that rough afternoon he had in Lakeland on Sunday. He was 0-for-4 with four strikeouts there, but we've seen him turn it around in a big way when he does. Rodolfo Nolasco, the cleanup man, a right-handed hitter batting 234, eight homers, 34 RBI. Pickoff to first. Brannigan back safely, and the ball gets away from the first baseman, Reyes. Brannigan's going to easily move up 90 feet. That's E1 on the pitcher. That moves the go-ahead run into scoring position here for a guy that is top five in the team with batting average with runners in scoring position.
That is the risk you run when you throw over there. Easier, though, as a left-handed southpaw, yep. But still,
not necessarily a big league at all either. And I've always been of the opinion, two outs, worry about the batter. First pitch to Nolasco, still waiting for it. Here it is. Ball in the dirt, well blocked by Disson. Ball and no strikes. Nolasco's 33 RBI, good enough for the number two spot in the team, also second with those eight homers. Trails only Shaolin Polanco by three homers and four runs batted in. Shaolin going to be a tough guy to catch in the long ball race. 1-0 the count to Nolasco. Branigan a hearty lead off the bag at second. Pitch from Cotto. Swing and a miss. Fastball low in the zone. Swung straight over the top of it for strike one, count even.
Talk about how good he is with runners in scoring position. 286 with just a runner in second. Love to have a productive at-bat here and strike first against a dangerous thresher offense.
The 1-1, swing and a miss. Fastball low in the zone. Nolasco's out in front of it. An understandable fastball. Sits at just 87 on that pitch from Cotto. So you know, we've seen breaking balls with that velocity this year up around there. I think J.P. Massey has a slider around 85. Ryan Harbin a cutter slider mix around 86. The 1-2. Fastball misses up and out. Good watch by Nolasco. 2-2 count. Deuces wild. Two away. Branigan on second. Singled with one out in the inning. Advanced there on a throwing error on a pickoff attempt.
Any chance you think he's going to be on the move here?
I think at a full count we might see him go. With his speed, he's scoring from second on a hit regardless. 2-2. Ball in the dirt. Well blocked by Disson in the count full.
Now we'll get to see Branigan in motion. And the last thing you want to do is become a distraction for your batter at the plate. That batter eye is really nice, but it can become tough when you see a runner going and in a two-strike count, too.
Branigan's going to be able to get a good lead. Nobody holding him on. Full count, two outs here in the bottom of the first. Scoreless game. Nolasco trying to clutch up here for the Young Buccos. The pitch misses high, ball four. Branigan does not go, and Nolasco patiently earns his way on to bring up the best power hitter in this team, Shaolin Polanco, with two outs.
It's a great take. Your eyes get big when the ball comes into the upper echelon of the strike zone, trying to get him to chase. Great at-bat. Worked the count, forced Cotto to have to come to him, and he never did.
And he did not, yeah. Shaolin Polanco in. 11 homers, 37 RBI. Two outs, two men on for Bradenton. Runners both go. Throw down to third is not in time. Branigan in there with a stolen base. Number 14 of the year for Branny. Also give Nolasco a credit for a swipe bag as well. So a pair in scoring position now. This is a spitting image of the spot Paracci pitched himself out of last inning, Adam.
Yeah, I've always been a big fan of the small ball. Aggressive on the base pass. It's not all about the long ball. This is how you manufacture offense.
The 0-1 fastball misses. Good foot outside. A ball and a strike now to Shaolin. Had an 0-for-4 game with three strikeouts on Sunday. Walked just once in that afternoon affair. Trying to reset the story here. The 1-1 from Cotto. Hit high and deep down the right field line, but way foul and out of play.
Thing was clobbered.
Shaolin crushed it, but couldn't keep it between the yellow poles. 1-2 the count to him now.
Don't think he's going to test him there again. He was
up and in. Is that
all over that
pitch. Power zone for Shaolin. The 1-2 from Cotto trying to pitch out of a jam. Misses behind Polanco. Ball to the backstop. Branigan's going to come home and score standing up. A wild pitch gives the Marauders a 1-0 lead in the first inning.
And that double steal comes in and pays dividends.
Manufacture the run. I think you said it best, Adam.
Yeah, and so important. Everyone loves the long ball. Don't get me wrong. It's fun to see some of these tape measure blasts. But when you can produce offense like that, takes a little bit of that stress off Dominic Paracci. You can go back out there with the lead.
That was a monumental miss, too. The catcher, Disson, not even a chance at a breaking ball that goes behind the back of Polanco. The 2-2 now. Shaolin out in front of a breaking ball in the dirt. Swing and a miss for strike three. Throw down there from Disson is in time to complete the punch out. But the Marauders get what they need, and it's a run in the first. J. Jack Brannigan scoring on a wild pitch. Young Buck goes up by a tally after an inning. When we come back on MILB TV, Bally Live of the Marauder Radio Network.
Yeah, I'm down bad. She slammed that door and she broke my heart. That girl so got out of town fast. She bounced, so I bounced in here trying to bounce back. Ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of watching this bottle that was filled up just disappear. Sitting here wishing on a neon star up there hanging from behind the bar. Hoping there's a U-turn in your car. Don't know why I do, cause it never comes through. Hey, baby, what's it gonna take for my head to unhurt and my heart to unbreak? Riding on the lightning in this jar. Sitting here wishing on a neon star. And girl, it happens every damn time. You pour it on strong and before too long, this old number seven's on round nine. A lot of dive bar downtown. Yeah. And ooh, I know I probably ought to throw a couple prayers up to the man upstairs. Ooh, instead of letting this heart stay beat down, pulling up this chair. Sitting here wishing on a neon star, up there hanging from behind the bar. Hoping there's a U-turn in your car. Don't know why I do, cause it never comes through.
Back here for the top of the second on MILB TV, Bally Live in the Marauder Radio Network. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, joined by Adam Plager, nice enough to join me for some color duties tonight here.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and the Marauders giving us a little bit of a reward, too, getting that first run.
Bergola leads off this inning, takes first pitch, breaking ball, called a ball. Looked right out over the heart of the plate. Good first pitch from Piracci. He's gone to that first pitch curveball or slider mix often tonight, the 1-0. Misses away, a fastball pushed off the outer half. 2-0 quickly to Bergola.
Over the break, we spoke about how highly touted this offense is. They rank at the top almost every offensive yeah. statistical category, something you can only dream of. And now I'm sure they're going to be a little extra motivated. We'll see how Piracci handles it.
The 2-0 breaking ball at the knees for a strike. Now the 2-1. Another breaking ball, this time chopped up the middle. Termar runs towards second. Nice one-handed pick, throw to first, and a good stretch from Mojica to secure the catch for out number one. That was a tough play. Termar Johnson made it look really easy.
Yeah, he ranges to his right brilliantly. First-round pick for a reason, I think so. Fourth overall in the draft last year. There's a good reason the Pirates are very high on this kid. That's an excellent play. That looked to be headed up the middle.
First pitch to Ray has a big cut and a big miss for strike one. That ground ball forced on a low slider in the zone from Piracci. He's been living there. You think about the hit for Crawford. It was a chopper. Double play ball was a rollover on a curveball. Piracci just getting these hitters on top of everything so far.
Yeah, it's all about inducing soft contact and trusting your defense. And Termar Johnson picks him up. That's an huge, critical first out.
1-1 breaking ball misses up and out. Good-looking pitch from Piracci. Hasn't thrown a fastball yet this inning. In seven pitches thrown, the 2-1. There's the fastball. There's a ground ball up the middle off the bag, and it'll kick into right center field. Termar Johnson had it played, lined up well. It would have been a routine ground ball and a throw to first, but hit that corner of the bag on the first base side, and that's a nasty kick for anyone to handle. It's a gift of a base hit for Reyes.
Yeah, it's just like you have to imagine that ball had some eyes on it as Termar Johnson had that played perfectly. He was shifted over. He was adjusted. He was behind those pylons that we now have here at this level. So he did everything right. The bag just got in his way. Piracci was so close to being two up, two down.
Gets a first pitch cut and a miss at a high and tight fastball from Ricardo Rosario, 2-11 hitter. The lowest in this starting lineup for the Threshers. The 0-1 now. Fastball hit high and deep to left center field, racing back to the warning track as Rodolfo Nolasco, he pulls up there and makes a catch with only a few feet to spare for out number two. Had to battle with what looked like that strong crosswind, pushing him closer to that 400 sign in center, but does so well. The runner Reyes has to jog all the way back to first, and there's two down.
That's a great read. From my vantage point, I had no idea where that ball was. I was looking up into some of the clouds we have right down there, and that's why I'm up in the booth and not playing center field. Excellent read by Nolasco to get there and make that play and even feel for the wall. That was coming up quick.
Runner goes. First pitch to Cade Fergus is slash foul towards the Marauder dugout for strike one. Ray is a first baseman, not a guy you usually expect to take off and try to swipe bags. He's 3-for-4 in those attempts this year. There's no such thing as a guy that doesn't run on this Clearwater team. If you go down the list, the only guy without a stolen base on the active roster right now is Bergola. Everyone runs on this team. Pitch misses the ball and a strike to Fergus. 245 hitter. Top three in RBI. Top in homers for this team. Takes a big swing and a miss. Low and in. Back foot curveball. Good looking pitch from Paracci for strike two.
I'm sure that run game certainly feeds into how energized this offense is. They manufacture runs. It's difficult for a pitcher. As soon as runners are aboard, you got to worry about them because they will be on the move.
I think the best way to put it, half this team, a base hit for them is a double. Pickoff throw to first. Reyes dives back without a tag attempt applied by Mojica. Well ahead of the throw over. Ball and two strikes to Fergus. Two outs. Man at first. Marauders up 1-0. Paracci trying to go scoreless and back-to-back. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Big breaking ball. Fergus nowhere near it. Cut down to end the inning. Paracci punches out one and strands one. In the top of the second, we're through an inning and a half. Marauders up 1-0 when we come back to Lee Comp Park.
What's better than a man's best friend and the best hard seltzer in the world? Both at a baseball game. Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw, is back at Lee Comp Park this season. Fans 21 and up can enjoy special deals on White Claws with their four-legged friend alongside them on April 21st, May 26th, June 16th, July 21st, and August 18th. Fresh water and relief areas for your pets will be available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Back here for the bottom of the second in Bradenton, Florida. Ben Picorni joined by Adam Plager here on MILB-TV. Bally Live in your Marauder Radio Network. Bradenton 1, Clearwater nothing. Our score after an inning and a half. Marauders scoring a run on a wild pitch in the first inning. Nick Cimillo, DH and six. Old man will lead off this frame. First pitch from Cotto. Misses high and in. Cimillo. And it's called a strike. My goodness.
And you can't challenge that either. So that's
you're
ABS.
Stuck at the whims of the robots. The 0-1. Big cut and a miss from Cimillo.
Wow, how quickly the complexion of this count changes from look to be a borderline pitch and then Cotto attacks the zone. He's well ahead.
0-2 now from the left-hander. Cimillo, a 255 hitter. Above the team average of 230. Pitch. Misses way up and outside to the backstop. That is exactly the same pitch we saw thrown to Charlene Polanco that brought in a run. Breaking ball that slips way out of the hand. That would have been behind the back and ahead of a left-handed hitter. Almost a repeat of the run scoring. Wild toss by the pitcher. Now the 1-2 to Cimillo. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Slider up in the zone. Gets him for out number one. Six men faced and three of them punched out by Gabriel Cotto. Bring up Alexander Mojica. power hitting first baseman for Bradenton. Enjoyed a very, very good evening on Saturday. Check that Friday in Lakeland. Went 4-for-5, a single, 2 homers, 2 walks, and 1 strikeout. First pitch of this trip misses up. It's 1-0. And only out recorded by Mojica, looking strikeout against Lakeland second baseman Alvaro Gonzalez, who came into pitch in the ninth. Frustrated on the occasion. The 1-0. Weekly bounce back to the mound. Cotto fields the one hopper and throws to first gently, but in plenty of time for out number two.
Yeah, it's a lot of soft contact induced right there by Cotto. He gets that strikeout after missing the strike zone by a large margin, and then he attacks it right away. He gets that swing and miss from Cimillo and then forces Mojica to bounce one back softly to him. And
he's keeping the hitter guessing.
That
I don't know
is.
If it's going to be behind your back or right down the middle. Jesus Castillo up. 219 average, 20 RBI. First pitch. Takes fastball down the heart of the plate for strike one. Castillo, the Florida State League leader this year, and walks with 56. Close behind him, though. One guy just 9 off. The 0-1. Big cut and a miss. Change up low and away for strike two. Cotto hunting a 9-pitch bottom of the second inning. 0-2 from the left-hander to Jesus Castillo with 2 away. Popped up right side of the infield. Two men calling it authoritatively, and Reyes, the first baseman, is just going to win the catch of the ball based on his height and reach there over the head of the second baseman, Bergola, to end the inning. 9 pitches, and the Marauders are set down in order in the bottom of the second. We go to the third. Bradenton up 1-0 when we come back on MILB-TV, Bally Live and the Marauder Radio Network.
I'm Lieutenant Jim Buford with the Florida Highway Patrol. Street racing, stunt driving, and roadway takeovers have become increasingly common in Florida. These dangerous and illegal activities endanger the participants, spectators, and innocent bystanders. FHP and our law enforcement partners are actively involved in enforcing and investigating any occurrence. But we need your help in reporting these events. If you see street racing, stunt driving, or a roadway takeover in progress, call Star FHP. This will direct you to the closest dispatch center for help. If you have knowledge or video of individuals participating in street racing, stunt driving, or roadway takeovers, email us at stopracing@flhsmv.gov. Again, email us at stopracing@flhsmv.gov.
Back here for the top of the third on MILB-TV, Bally Live, the Marauder Radio Network. Ben Picornia, voice of the Marauders, joined by Adam Plager on color here tonight. Beautiful evening at Lee Comp Park, made better by a 1-0 Marauder lead after 2 innings. Piracci has punched out a pair. We talked about it. He's given up 3 hits, but really weak contact. Nothing really to startle you whatsoever.
A lot of soft contact. Maybe the deepest one was the one to Nalasco, where he had a charge back, what did you say, 94 feet to go and track
94
it,
feet to the wall, yeah.
Defense has been excellent. See if he can go follow up the Cotto 9-pitch inning with one of his own.
First pitch to Amarian Boyd, flied to right. Still going back is Polanco. The ball carried by the breeze, but carried straight in the glove of Shaleen for a first pitch out number one.
Yeah, it looked like a jam shot, too. Got in on his hands on the righty batter, and 1 pitch, 1 out. Very efficient.
That's a good start. Justin Crawford will step in. He singled on a chopper through the left side of the infield back in the first inning. 1-for-1. Takes first pitch heater up and away from Piracci. Just misses up and out. A ball and no strikes. 1-0. Ball bounces in the dirt. 2-0 the count to Crawford.
This Thresher offense so loaded with talent. Amario Boyd tabbed as the number 12 top prospect for those Philadelphia Phillies.
2-0 pitch to Crawford. Gets the outer half of the plate. Good-looking heater from Piracci to work himself back into the count. 2-1 now. 2-1 pitch, fouled off, out in front of a breaking ball as Crawford shoots it straight to the backstop for strike two.
Yeah, he has kept the Thresher hitters off balance, working the strike zone, and he's had some nice command, too, of the off-speed pitches.
Next pitch, a fastball, misses outside. Count even out a pair apiece to Crawford. Crawford in the last 10 games batting .364. Next pitch, short ground ball towards short. Brannigan fields, throws strongly to first in time to get the speedy Crawford. Six pitches, two outs.
He is certainly on track to go and go toe-to-toe with that nine-pitch inning of Cotto, and I'm sure the pitching staff, Jonathan Johnston, likes that. Keep his bullpen quiet for as long as he can.
Brian Rincon up now. Takes a first pitch curveball. Dropped beautifully at the knees by Paracci for strike run. Rincon 0-for-1 in the game. Rolled into a double play back in the first. A 1 pitch. Another breaking ball. Another called strike, and it's 0-2. Paracci is a guy that would pitch quickly even without the pitch clock. I think he'd go faster without it.
Yeah,
he's a deliberate worker. Here's his 0-2 with two away. Check swing, appeal. Umpire's not even going to let him appeal there.
Yeah, Planchard almost looked to be headed into the dugout as if the inning was over.
The 1-2 now. Weakly grounded towards second. Tamar lays out, knocks it down, picks it up with the bare hand. Throw to first in time, inning over. 10 pitches set down the Threshers in order in the top of the third. Good-looking defensive work by Tamar caps off the inning. We go to the home third. Marauders 1, Threshers nothing. The score, and we come back.
Take me out to the ball game. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Strike one. Hey, baby, do you come here often?
Strike two.
Hey, baby, now watch your sign. Next in line.
Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing. Swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing, batter, batter, swing.
Why, yes, I went to Harvard.
Back here for the bottom of the third at Lecom Park. Ben Picorni and Adam Plager with you on MILB TV, Bally Live, and the Marauder Radio Network. 1-0 as we enter the home third. Marauders got a run across on a wild pitch in the first inning. That's the difference thus far. 9-1-2 in the inning for Bradenton. Giovanni Planchart will lead things off. Catcher batting .239 this year. Two homers, 22 runs batted in. Planchy batting .222 in the last 10. First pitch. Fastball way up and outside. Catcher Disson springs out of the stance to snare it in the top of the webbing. 1-0 the count.
Paracci was excellent in his last half inning. 10 pitches gets him through it. Really want to see his offense force Cotto to have to work a lot harder.
1-0 lined right side, a base hit. Splits the first and second baseman and chopped down a few feet in the grass. A leadoff single on what sounded like some splintered lumber for Planchart to start the inning.
Yeah, the bat boy will have to go find him a new bat for his next plate appearance, but nonetheless, it's a leadoff knock for Giovanni Planchard and an excellent start here to the home half.
I think you'll trade the broken stick in exchange for a bump in the batting average in that situation. Terrero in now. Top of the order, man flied out in the first pitch he saw back in the first inning. Cotto set, pitch to him. Bunt showed, Terrero fouls it off straight back towards the catcher Disson. That one caught him up around the mask, maybe chest area. He will walk it off around the home plate dirt circle. 0-1 the count to Torero, team batting average leader with a mark of 302 this season.
Kenny Garcia, these catchers and the umpires, they work so closely together. If one of them gets shaken up by a foul ball or a pitch that hits them awkwardly, they do their due diligence to make sure that they're both all right. They try and take care of each other back there.
Planchard at first, everyone okay after the foul tip on the bunt attempt. 0-1 from Cotto to Torero. Swing and a miss. Chases a ball way in the dirt for strike two. Slider that might have bounced in front of home plate. Torero coming off a Sunday that saw him go 1-for-4 with a single, a hit by pitch, and a couple of putouts recorded by the defense. 0-2 to Torero. Planchi at first, nobody out in the bottom of the third. Cotto set as the lefty will fire. And Torero just get a piece of a slider on the outer half. Fouls it off the end of the bat. Straight back and earns himself another 0-2 pitch.
And despite the one run he's allowed, he's really had the Marauder hitters fooled. They have looked pretty foolish on a couple of these swings, awkward swings, looked off balance, and there's been some big misses too, which will keep you on your toes.
Cotto set, Planchard at first, the 0-2 again. Misses outside. Oh, wow. Called strike three on a pitch. The catcher leaned about a foot and a half to his left on, and once again, ABS does its thing. There's one away.
Looked to be well off the plate. And
man did it, Adam. Wow.
Disson also had to extend back over because he was not set up on that part of the plate, which really makes you believe it was not a strike, but ABS says so indeed. You can't argue that here on a Wednesday night.
Can't argue, but you can still get upset about it, I
Absolutely.
Assure you. Brannigan up now. Takes pitch, low and away, change up. Off the corner for ball one. Brannigan singled and scored a run in the first inning. Had a nice line drive that he dropped down the left field side. Three hits for the Thrashers, two for the Marauders. One error against Clearwater. Proved to be crucial in that first inning. The 1-0 Brannigan takes. Back foot slider misses low and in. It's 2-0.
Brannigan's also now been playing shortstop. He was selected as, I guess, a two-way player at the time as a third baseman. And a pitcher, and reading a little bit about him, he could get it up there too. 95, touched 100 a couple of times, but decided he wanted to be a third baseman, and now he's commanding shortstop.
2-0 pitch, fastball, gets the outer half, a called strike, and it's 2-1. Said he played first in high school, but I don't think we'll see him try things out at first this season.
Takes a very good athlete to handle the shortstop duties.
Has the arm to play third. As well, the 2-1 popped up right side of the diamond and foul ground just past the first base bag. It'll hook out of play and thunder off the bleachers down the right field line. Strike two on the ball out of play.
Chase is on. A nice young fan will have himself a souvenir. That's why you come out to the ballpark.
Easy pickings on a Wednesday. Less competition. Next Monday, we're going to expect about 4,000 people here at Leacon Park for what should be a great night and a tough night to find some souvenirs. Expect some battles going on then. The 2-2. Brannigan takes change up again. Misses low and outside. Count full to Branny.
Yeah, he showed some great patience here working the count. He's the reason why Bradenton is leading. He stole home, I guess you could say, on that wild pitch. Took the double steal, got him into third.
Pick off to first. Planchard will walk back to the bag safely. Cotto took a little bit of zip off that ball. I think maybe a little wary after the air on the pickoff throw in the first inning.
Yeah, that was the reason that started it all.
I can assure him Planchard is likely not trying to steal as he takes off and Brannigan fouls it down the third base side.
That might have looked to be a hit and run play as Brannigan was swinging there. And
no matter what.
Even if that thing is 4 feet outside the zone, give it the good old pass and try and help your buddy out at first base get into scoring position.
That's the thing with the pickoff attempt. Planchard has maybe a 3-foot leadoff. You know he's running, but you're not going to pick him off. He's not stealing. He's just running. 3-2, Planchy doesn't go as Brannigan takes. Slider upstairs, eye level for ball four.
now will find himself a home in scoring position and have Termar Johnson, the Pirates' top overall prospect, who has been outstanding at second. He's made some excellent plays, and the one he missed, if you even want to call it that, it hit off the bag. So there was really no chance for him. See if he can help out the offense here.
Struck out swinging in the first. 0 for 1 tonight. Average on the season sits at 244. Had a two-home run game just over a week ago in Lakeland. Brannigan at first, Planchy at second. First pitch to Termar, slider way outside. He cuts at it half-heartedly for strike one. Just sets that Chris Sale slider in that lefty-lefty matchup. So tough to figure out where it's going to end up. It starts at your front hip, and it could end up 17 different places. The 0-1 now from Cota. Misses high and outside with another slider. Termar lays off of it, a ball and a strike. And also kind of that three-quarter arm slot for Cota. Not necessarily fully three, but not a 12-6 delivery by any means. Comes from more of an angle than, or more of a horizontal slot than a vertical arm slot.
Yeah, that can be tough to pick up as well.
The 1-1. Bounce towards first, backing up on it to make the glove play as Reyes. He has no chance at second and third, and will just step on the bag. Johnson retired on the three unassisted, but Planchart and Brannigan both able to advance 90 feet. They both stand in scoring position for Rodolfo Nolasco.
That's what it's all about. Productive outs. Runners now in scoring position, like you said. I'm sure Johnson's upset. He wished he could have done the honors and drove in his mates at first and second, but that's what you take. There's someone up there in the Pirates executive suite. They're watching him closely, and still a productive at-bat, just not the RBI.
Nolasco, who walked in the first inning, stands in. Cleanup hitter. First pitch. Takes, offering misses inside, a changeup that could not be any closer to the zone. 1-0 the count. Nolasco walked and stole a base in the first. Part of that double steal with Brannigan. Planchard at third, Branny at second. The 1-0 with two away. Lasco chases a changeup way, way outside. Bat was about a foot off of it. Cuts for strike one to even up the count.
Lasco is a 255 hitter with two outs. Looks to see him drive in with two on.
1-1 pitch, another bad chase from Nolasco for strike two. Pitch well off the zone, gets him, cutting miles over the top of it. Ball and two strikes to Rodolfo here. Trying to clutch up. Two runners in scoring position with two outs. Rodgers up 1-0. A base hit would make it three. Cota will step off the backside of the rubber. Now quickly re-engage on the hill. With that, Nolasco's going to want a brief pause.
He'll reset the batting gloves. Do his little dance here before he steps in the box. Whatever he needs to do to feel ready, this is important add-on runs.
Cotto set the 1-2 to Nolasco with two away and two in scoring position. Coming home. Fouled off. Nolasco shoots a high fastball at 84 to the backstop.
84 on the fastball. That's
indeed. That's what it says on the live pitch data there. Could throw a guy off just as much as a 102-mile-per-hour fastball could.
Kind of reminds you of Kyle Hendricks.
Yeah.
The Chicago Cubs.
The 1-2 again. Lasco takes, this time able to lay off that pitch low and away. Two balls and two strikes to him now. Fought back in the count to draw a walk in the first. He has Polanco in the on-deck circle.
That's not a guy you want to face who has the team lead in home runs coming up with bases full of Marauders.
Deuces wild delivery now. Tipped into the mid of Diss, and he squeezes it for strike three and out number three. Nolasco punched out, and Cotto escapes a big jam here in the bottom of the third. We're through a third of the game. Marauders 1, Threshers nothing the score, and we come back.
Hello, I'm Sheriff Rick Wells. Last year, over 1,200 vehicles were burglarized here in Manatee County. 95% of those vehicles were left unlocked. That's over 1,000 vehicle burglaries that could have been prevented if the owner had only just locked their car. Please remember to remove your valuables and lock your cars.
Marauders fans, join us on Friday, July 14th for Nine Devils Tribute Night at Leecom Park. The Marauders will wear Nine Devils-themed jerseys to honor the Negro League pioneers of baseball in Bradenton that were a part of the game's great history that paved the way for Black and African American players in the game of baseball. Get your tickets to Nine Devils Night at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays. On April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network, MILB TV and Bally Live, Ben Picorni joined by Adam Plager. Kind enough to be with me here tonight. Top of the fourth at Leecom. Marauders up 1-0 thanks to a tally in the first. Parachi facing Otto Kemp to start this frame. First pitch breaking ball looked good, but called the ball and it's 1-0.
Yeah, this is an important shutdown inning for the Salve Regina product. After Cotto escapes Havoc, sure that can always swing a little momentum to the Clearwater bench when you get out of that unscathed.
We saw the Marauders do that in the first, then bounce back and score a run. 2-0. Hard hit on the ground, but foul. Third base side. Missed fair ground by maybe 3 or 4 feet as it skipped along the dirt base path that goes down as strike one. Parachi able to wedge himself back into the count.
Infield playing pretty much straight up. There's no shift. This is pretty standard alignment here for the Marauder defense.
2-1 now from Parachi to Kemp. Fastball fouled off. Third base side will roll into the Thresher dugout. 2-2 the count now.
Excellent job by Parachi to work his way back into this count. 2-0 can be a scary situation where you might think you got to throw your heaters to the Clearwater offense, but he sticks with it.
2-2. Call the ball. Slider misses upstairs. Parachi going to the breaking ball on the 2-2. Couldn't drop it down enough in the count. Full to Kemp. Kemp was hit by a pitch in the first inning. After going down 0-2 in the count. Full count offering now from Parachi. Call the ball, man. A good looking pitch. Doesn't go his way. It's ball four and tying run walks to reach and lead off the fourth inning for the Threshers.
And Ben, you just got to ask yourself as far as the other strikes that were ruled a strike, where we
Where's
shook
that
our
different?
Head
yeah. Where
a couple
is that
of times.
Different?
Nonetheless, that's a competitive pitch where you have to feel that there's going to be a chase and a swing there.
Next man up, Jordan Disson struck out looking to end the first inning with two men in scoring position. 1-0, down the middle. Curveball drops in there for strike one to even things up.
Middle infielders at pretty much double play depth. Parachi's gotten a double play. It was a little bouncer to third.
Next pitch, a check swing, foul ball.
So we call the good old excuse me swing.
Yeah, oops. Goes down as a strike, and it's 1-2. I think that swing from Disson was as a result of Kemp almost going almost halfway to second on a secondary lead. And thought he didn't want to hang his runner out to dry and did a good job of it. The 1-2 misses way inside. Disson jumps out of the way of a fastball off the plate, and it's 2-2. Defensive battle in which both teams have shared a good amount of scoring chances. 2-2 fouled off as the runner takes off for second. It's out of play. We'll do the pair of piece pitch again.
This is shaping up to be a nice battle here for Parachi, see if he can get that put-away pitch, one that just maybe falls off the table, or get that chase here outside the zone. Maybe we got to strike him out, throw him out.
2-for-1, the 2-2. Misses up and outside, another full count now. A walk was the result to Kemp leading off the inning in a full count. Hopefully Paracci can rewrite the story here. Left-hander comes set, man at first. Full count, nobody out. Checks and fires. Called strike 3. Disson tosses the bat towards the dugout. He thought he was walking, but the only place he's walking is back to the pine because there's one away.
Yeah, great location by Paracci.
I really don't know what you're looking at there.
Yeah, it's anything close, you got to
get a fastball. And if you look, well above the knees, wasn't borderline. All the ball was in the zone there. Get a fastball and a full count. Expect most guys to come unglued with a swing at that.
And don't think that was a straight take. He just thought that one missed the zone, and it clearly caught a good chunk of it. And Paracci has himself a punch out.
0-1, got the runner picked off. Throw down to second. They got him. Score it 1-3-6 on the pickoff play, and there's two down now.
Well, Paracci working his own way out
lefty
of the,
move.
The trouble. Yeah.
That lefty move. Had it timed perfectly as Kemp took off.
Great job by Brannigan to handle the low throw by Mojica. Corralled that one, kept it in front of him, and made sure Paracci was able to get that pickoff completion.
Ball and a strike to William Bergola. Grounded out weakly to second in the second inning. 1-1. Fastball misses outside. Paracci yanks it away from the plate. Two balls and a strike to count now to the Threshers' second baseman.
We have mentioned, too, how prone Clearwater is to be aggressive on the base pass. That time comes back and nails him a little bit.
2-1 pitch. Good looking curveball. Just misses. I could fit a note card in between the strike zone and that pitch. Three balls and a strike to Bergola. Paracci fires again. And misses for ball 4. Second walk of the inning. Tying run put on with two away here in the top of the fourth. Bergola will reach, and that'll bring up Felix Reyes, a 300 hitter. 300 plus, I should say. 306 average for him. Not a guy you want to see with two outs here. Paracci has gotten through 3 2/3 pitch with 61 pitches. Has dropped the ERA almost entire half a point so far in the outing. First pitch to Reyes. Takes good-looking curveball. Low and away, drops in that 90-degree corner for strike 1.
Yeah, he's been excellent about working around the edges, staying off the heart of the plate. Has induced a lot of soft contact in this game.
A 1 heater. That rides the rails straight down the middle for strike 2 call.
On the Route 1 Express, you could say.
Yeah.
And a great job, too. That walk, certainly frustrating for Paracci. He felt like he made some competitive pitches in that at bat.
Next pitch, swing and a miss. Strike 3. There's the slider, and there's the end of the inning. Paracci punches out a pair in the fourth, and we'll go to the home side of things. Marauders still up 1-0 when we come back on MILB TV, Bally Live, and your Marauder Radio Network.
Well, you know you make me wanna sound kick my heels up and down. Now
Back here for the bottom of the fourth on MILB TV, Bally Live, and your Marauder Radio Network. Marauders up 1-0 here at Lecom. He's Adam Plager. I'm Ben Picorni joining you here tonight on the Suncoast. It's been a strikeout filled and runless first 3.5 innings tonight, but Shaolin Polanco lead off this frame and try to change it. The deciding factor in this game so far, when Jack Brannigan scored on a wild pitch in the first. Offering to Shaolin is hit high and deep to right. Going back on it is Fergus. He's looking up and watching it fly out of here. Let it ride, and Shaolin Polanco will touch them all.
That's his team leading 12th blast of the year. He takes flight. The old courtesy jog by the right fielder. That one went a long, long way. That one's not coming back. I was going to say he's got the potential to change the score with one swing of the bat. He's a Pirate top 30 prospect for a reason, and he got a hold of that one. Cotto's going to have to get himself a new ball back.
Marauders double their lead. One pitch into the fourth inning. And who else but Shaolin Polanco? RBI number 38 of the year for him as well. Another team-leading total. Nick Cimillo steps in, struck out swinging in the second inning. First pitch. Cimillo takes fastball above the bill of the helmet. It's 1-0.
It's always fun to watch Polanco get into one,
goodness.
Too.
And on a night like this where that wind is blowing straight out to right field, it's hot and humid, you know the ball is going to fly. The 1-0 to Cimillo from Cotto. Fouls it off the end of the bat. Fastball on the outer half, straight to the backstop for strike one.
Cimillo, a Rutgers product. He transferred there, though, his senior year from Manhattan College. Always interesting to watch these collegiate journeys of some of these players before they do get selected in a draft.
Next pitch to Cimillo, misses outside. A good take on a tight offering.
No, who went there? The good old Todd Father, as they call
Todd
him.
Todd Frazier, yeah.
Yeah.
Always remember his home run derby performance. 2-1, Cimillo skies it to right. Jogging over towards the right center field gap as Fergus, he settles and makes a catch for out number one.
Yeah, that unfortunately didn't catch the right kind of wind. It's going to stay in the ballpark no matter what. And a good job by Cotto to come back, get himself an out after allowing the long ball. It's always an important next batter after you give one up to get right back into the saddle.
Exit velocity of 104.5 on Polanco's homer. Mojica up now, takes first pitch, heater up and in for ball one. I think Cotto got a little messed up there. It sounded like a semi-truck or something driving by the ballpark, honking his horn midway through the delivery.
So make sure everyone knows it's Mojica up there.
2-0 the count after that one misses low and away. Cotto's living in and around that strike zone.
He is, and it's also forced Bradenton to have some nasty chases, too.
2-0 pitch from the left-hander. Mojica takes, fastball misses outside, 3-0. Two walks and five strikeouts thus far for Cotto. He's given up three hits, the same as his counterpart, but the home run, the big difference. Mojica swinging and missing at the 3-0 fastball in the outer half.
Yeah, he looked like he had other plans for that baseball. He pulled his head.
Why not? Why not take a
3-0 green light?
Yeah, 3-1. Call the strike on a pitch that looked like Mojica had to get out of the way of. He's smiling about it. He calls time and is going to take a little walk around.
Yeah, he was backing up on it. That's a brushback pitch, which catches the ABS strike zone. I thought he was headed to first base.
Full count pitch now. Weakly fouled off third base side. Mojica roll one on the ground to earn himself another. Mojica had possibly the worst EBS bum deal I've seen all year. It was back in Clearwater on the Tuesday night series opener there. Catcher was standing flat-footed on his feet, and it was called a strike. 3-2. Lined into left center field, racing into the gap after it is Crawford on the run. He won't get there. It's over his head and off the wall. Mojica turns on the Jets. He's going to huff into second with a one-out double. Fastball up and away. Mojica able to get the barrel around to it and pull it towards that gap. If you're going to put a ball over the head of Justin Crawford with his speed and range, you're doing something right at the plate. 103.5 off the barrel of Big Mo.
Yeah, Mojica finds his mojo on that swing.
Oh, okay,
and
I see ya.
Great adjustment, too, when you feel like you're backed up, and that should have been ball four. It makes you a little uncomfortable, and he does damage with that one. He barrels that one up and shoots it into the left center field gap. Mojica's into scoring position, all this coming with one gone in the inning.
Mojica's 11th double of the year.
Been waiting to use that one all season.
Oh, yeah. Would you believe me if I told you Mojica is tied for second in the team with doubles?
Yeah, he certainly doesn't.
Everything
look like
he hits is hard. It's either gaps or home runs. Not a really a soft contact base hit guy.
Slugging
when he hits it, he doesn't miss it. Yeah.
Slugging percentage likes those kinds of numbers. OPS gets happy when you say that kind of thing.
Castillo up, takes ball in the dirt, low and outside. Cota, similarly to when he gave up the home run to Polanco, first pitch after that hard hit double, nowhere near the strike zone. Falls behind 1-0.
Yeah, and this season's been a nice little bit of a bounce back year for Mojica, who is a part of that 2021 championship team here in Bradenton. Had to figure himself out in the complex league, and always nice to see a guy get back on track.
Castillo flips one into shallow center, calling it a few feet into the grass as the second baseman, Bergola, he makes a catch, and there's two down.
What a hope for the Texas leaguer, but that there's no plans for that one to fall.
I would have hoped for the Shaolin Polanco special. The infield pop fly drop that scores a runner from second.
Either one works. I'll order any of those if I'm trying to buy myself a hit.
Giovanni Planchard up, singled on a nice liner through the right side of the infield back in the third inning.
It really looked like Castillo just kind of got underneath that one.
Two-out RBI chance for Planchi. Takes first pitch slider that misses a mile inside for ball one. Planchard with the average up to 245 this year. Creeping towards that top five region of the ball club. Cotto set. Pitch number 67 of the night for him. The 1-0. Misses way outside.
There's
fastball off the plate and low.
There's just something about that motion that just looked a little jerky,
yep.
Didn't it? He didn't look smooth. That's just something I was able to pick up. As soon as he released it, something just did not look
kinda
right.
Kind of fell off to the side, it seemed like.
Kind of.
And that's where the pitch went.
Absolutely. Yeah. Looked like he kind of looked to slingshot it a little bit.
2-0 the count to Planchi. Next pitch, low. Drops well off the bottom edge of the strike zone. It's 3-0 now.
For a guy like Cotto, who's been all over, he's been pounding the strike zone. He's had a little bit of a hiccup here. A little bit erratic, but he's made some good pitches in this ball game. Don't get yourself wrong or fooled, because he's got out of a couple of jams.
3-0. Ball four. Fastball nowhere near the strike zone. Planchard draws the walk. Third handed out tonight by Cotto. And now two on with two out as we go back to the top of the order in Emmanuel Turo. But before that, we're going to get a mound visit here for the Threshers. Manager Marty Malloy out to the mound. Back after serving a suspension for getting into a UFC fight in Tampa. And it is a call to the pen for Clearwater. They bring out a new arm to the hill. Danny Wilkinson into the game. We'll step aside for the change and rejoin you with two men on for Bradenton and two out here in the bottom of the fourth. Good guys up 1-0 when we come back.
Pretend I don't live in it. Sunshine gonna wash my blues away. Had sweet love, but I lost it. She got too close, so far, and now I'm lost in the world trying to find me a better way. Wishing I was deep, deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze, and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair. Sunrise, there's a fire in the sky. Never been so happy, never felt so high. And I think I might have found me my own kind of paradise. Wrote a note, said be back in a minute.
bought a boat and I sailed off in it. Don't think anybody's gonna miss me anyway. Mind on a permanent vacation. The ocean is my only medication. Wishing my condition ain't ever gonna go away.
Back here on MILB TV, Bally Live on the Marauder Radio Network. Danny Wilkinson on the mound here for Clearwater. And here it's two on and two out. First pitch Terrero sees is in the dirt, but he swings and misses at it for strike one. Terrero 0 for 2, a fly out and a looking punch out tonight. Mojica, the runner at second, doubled with one away. Blanchard walked on four straight with two down. 0-1. Terrero takes ball in the dirt, well blocked by the new catcher into the game as well. That's Ryan Leach behind home plate for Clearwater. With Wilkinson on the mound now. Left-hander set, ball and a strike pitch to Terrero. Swing and a miss, beaten by high fastball at 90 for strike two. And had a guy just thrown a 85-mile-an-hour fastball, and now you got 90, 91, 92. Big change in speeds. Wilkinson with a 7.76 ERA. Trying to end the jam, the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Terrero out in front of a ball well off the plate. That'll end the inning. Marauders do get one on a monster homer from Shaolin Polanco to lead off the inning. 2-0. Marauders the score going to the fifth when we come back.
Marauders fans, mark your calendars for Marauders Thirsty Thursdays on April 20th, May 11th and 25th, June 8th, 15th and 29th, as well as July 20th, August 3rd, 17th and 31st. Thirsty Thursdays will feature discounted alcohol prices for all fans 21 and over, presented by Budweiser and Tickets Sarasota. Get your tickets today for Marauders Thirsty Thursday at BradentonMarauders.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Alligators are important to Florida's natural areas and are found throughout the state. The FWC wants you to know that by following a few simple rules, we can coexist with these amazing animals.
Back here for the top of the fifth on the Suncoast. Ben Picorni joined by Adam Plager here at Leacock Park. Marauders 2, Threshers nothing entering this inning. Paracci fires a first pitch heater for a strike on the inner half to Ricardo Rosario. As shadows have almost fully eaten up the diamond here. 0-1. Breaking ball misses a hair outside. A ball and a strike to Rosario. He's easily the hardest hit ball of the night for Clearwater. Drove a shot to dead center. So he takes a curveball down the middle for strike two call.
He's had himself a brilliant outing, fought himself out of trouble, and has had great command, too, of the off-speed pitches, which is so important to have a successful outing.
Paracci set the 1-2 to Rosario, leading off the top of the fifth. On its way home. This is inside, fastball. About a foot off the plate. 2-2 the count now. Left-hander rocks and fires the even offering. Check swing. I think he went there. Oh, come on. I think Rosario got away with that. He backed up on a pitch that almost hit him. backfoot slider. That bat was dangerously close. Home plate umpire with an authoritative point to first. I think he was half convinced. Full count pitch. Ball four.
Oh, and now he's sprinting out of the box. It almost looked like he wanted to go try and take another bag as that one leaked past Planchart back there. And when you feel so close to a strike three and you got yourself an out, how quickly that can change. And now he's got to deal with the base runner.
First pitch, fastball called, the strike, throw down to second, hits off the backside of the mound. It's a weird hop into the glove of Johnson, give a stolen base to Rosario and a run that would cut the deficit in half is in scoring position for Clearwater.
Yeah, and good thing Johnson was there to make sure he got it, as well as some support from Brannigan and the center fielder to make sure that stayed there as it hit off the back part of the mound. I've never seen that happen in a long, long time.
0-1. Weakley bounce towards first. Mojica backs up on a spinning ground ball, races to first, and beats out Fergus for out number one, but advancing to third on the roller to the right side is Rosario, and I think that's a good as a sacrifice bunt there for Fergus. Gets a runner 90 feet away.
Does the job with the top of the order coming up. Is they're able to flip the lineup card around here, and it's productive out.
I think you'd get even money on a bet that Boyd at least shows bunt once here. First pitch to him. Late swing and a miss at a high fastball. That was a half-hearted attempt. It's almost like the ball got to the plate and Boyd realized, oh, that's a strike. Maybe I should take a cut at it.
So surprising from a top Philly prospect in Boyd. Labeled at 12.
Got the speed, got the 273 average this year. 0-1. Takes heater up. Planchart sprung out of the stance. Looked like he was going to fire a snap throw to third. Diving back safely without a throw was Rosario. But goodbye, Planchy. That was a big secondary lead, and that's where you'll see a runner get a good secondary. Maybe when you're expecting a bunt to try and get him halfway to the plate by the time it's laid down.
Yeah, and a good choice not throw that. Castillo didn't appear to be in any form to field that.
1-1 pitch. That's a fair ball in front of the plate. What? What is the call here? Throw to first, yeah. And he's out, okay.
And it looked like Boyd fell over himself awkwardly. That was a fair ball all the way.
Could see it from where we're sitting playing his day. I'd say maybe, 3 inches in front of the front edge of home plate, but fair ball, and Planchart was quicker than Boyd was to pick it up. Or Planchart was quicker to pick it up, I should say, than Boyd was to start running.
Yeah.
Throw down to first for the out.
He's talking to an athletic trainer right now from the Clearwater Thresher supporting staff, but that was a fair ball all the way. I don't know if he tweaked something, if he felt something twinge or what it was. He did not look comfortable. He rolled over almost somersault style, and that does not get the job done, and Parachi is one out away from getting out of it.
Have to get through Justin Crawford, who takes a first pitch curveball that misses away. It's 1-0. Crawford with a single on a grounder and a ground out today, 1-for-2.
Just the one thing I'll check is when they come out for defense, what Boyd's situation is.
The 1-0 fastball for a strike. Even count, Parachi fires. Gets a strike call in the out of half. 1-2 the count. All in two strikes with two away. Runner on third for Clearwater. Parachi trying to preserve the shutout through five. The left-hander fires home. Weakley bounce, foul, third base side. Good defensive swing from Crawford to earn himself another 1-2 pitch. Parachi with the pitch count up to 79 after that last offering. He'll hit 80 and try to end the inning. Aldine De La Paz getting loose. Pitch, swing, and a miss. What was that from Crawford?
Oh, a beauty of a pitch from Parachi. Gets himself out of it. Finally gets that chase from a Thresher batter that was nowhere near the strike zone. Great work by Planchart and Parachi. They get through it.
Crawford trying to reel in a bass, but instead will end the inning with a punch out. Paracci has struck out 5-5, and we are halfway through this one. Marauders up 2-0 when we come back.
This town ain't small, it's a little of both, they say. Our ball club may be minor league, but at least it's Triple A. We sit below the Marlboro Man, above the right field wall. We do the wave all by ourselves. Hey, up, a blind man could have made that call. We like our beer flat as candy. We like our dogs with mustard and relish. We got a great pitcher, what's his name? Well, we can't even spell it. We don't worry about the pen as much. We just like to see the boys hit it deep. There's nothing like the view from the Chiefs.
Back here for the bottom of the fifth on MILB TV, Bally Live and the Marauder Radio Network. Ben Picorni joined by good friend and partner tonight, Adam Plager here. Marauders up 2-0 after crossing the halfway point in the ballgame. Paracci shut out through five. Brannigan leads off this frame. Takes first pitch in the dirt for ball one. Brannigan singled in the first, walked in a seven-pitch battle in the third inning. Piecing together a solid night at the plate. Wilkinson's first full inning. Brannigan hits it high and deep to left. Ball hooking, foul, and out of play, though. That thing was murdered deep to left by Branny. Just a little bit out in front of a fastball up in the zone. You knew it off the, based on the sound off the bat, it was gone. Just was it fair was the question.
Yeah, damage was done on that one. It went a long, long way. Just foul, unfortunately.
The 1-1 misses high. Two balls and a strike to Brannigan. Wilkinson entered the outing with a 7.76 ERA. Going to try and knock it down across some work tonight. 2-1 pitch. Called a strike at the top of the zone. Slider lands on the upper edge. It's 2-2 now to Brannigan. Battled well in a two-strike count to earn a walk his last time up.
Yeah, he's put together some excellent at-bats in this ball game, fighting back in counts, staying alive. But he has been a tough out, that is for sure.
2-2. Breaking ball called, strike three. Lands on the inner half. Brannigan watches it. That's out number one.
Yeah, he knew it too right away. As soon as it crossed the plane of the plate, and it's just unfortunate when you come so close to thinking you have yourself a long ball at the distance, as we said. Just couldn't keep that one fair and to get rung up like that. Just unfortunate.
We haven't really seen a fastball tonight higher than 90. From either side, and I think guys just playing early on it.
Yeah, it's the Kyle Hendricks school of pitching right there, where you're not going to get that kind of velo, but if you can locate.
As a pirate, I prefer Rich Hill as the example there.
There we go.
2-0 the count to Termar after a couple of heaters miss up.
And he got the win last time out against the Reds.
Yeah. 2-0. Big cut and a miss from Termar.
The ageless wonder, as we call Rich Hill.
Some other nicknames for him, but not that we'll mention. 2-1 the count to Johnson, trying to turn around an 0-for-2 night. Takes a swing and a miss, slider on the outer half for strike two, and the count even now.
Yeah, and these Marauder hitters have just looked a little fooled on the off-speed pitches.
2-2, called, strike three, slider, front doors Johnson. And there's two away, back-to-back, looking 2-2 strikeouts for Wilkinson. Bring up Nolasco. A walk and a swinging strikeout tonight.
Came in with an ERA over 7.5, but he's been brilliant. Back-to-back punch-outs for himself against two tough cookies at the plate, Brannigan and then Termar Johnson. He's working through the heart of this Marauder order.
First pitch to Nolasco. Check swing, but it's a strike regardless. A slider at the knees. It's 0-1 to start. Wilkinson has faced three and punched all of them out so far. 0-1. Line drive into the glove of the pitcher. Look what he found. A gift to end the inning. What a snag. A reactionary catch. Rodder set down in order. We go to the sixth. Bradenton up 2-0 when we come back.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, September 2nd to celebrate you, the best fans in baseball. Fan Appreciation Night will feature 9 innings of prizes and giveaways. And you can't have a great night at the ballpark without some post-game fireworks presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets for this premium game today at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders fans, join us on Saturday, July 22nd as we celebrate Pride Night at Leecon Park. Your Marauders will take on Fort Myers at 6:30, and we invite all of you to take in a Marauders victory as we host Pride in the Plaza to celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
It gets hotter than a hoochie-coochie. We laid rubber on the Georgia asphalt. We got a little crazy, but we never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight. Talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was. A lot about living and a little about love.
Back here for the top of the sixth on the Suncoast. Ben Pokorny joined by great Adam Plager alongside me here tonight. Marauders up 2-0 after 5 innings. De La Paz on the mound now. First pitch to Brian Rincon is a rock skipper low for ball one.
Got to see a great outing from Dominic Paracci. 5 scoreless against a dangerous Clearwater order, and that matches his 5 innings against the Tarpons. And man, he doesn't get to match his season best 6 innings, which we saw a little bit earlier on, and not sure what's happening here.
Blanchard looks like he caught that breaking ball. Talking to JJ and Alexa right now. Riders do have Omar Alfonso that can catch, and Nick Samilla, the DH, can also throw on the shin guards. He's only caught 1 inning this year, but caught in college. See what JJ opts to do here. Planchy is a warrior behind that plate. And they are going to call for a change of catcher. JJ points to the bullpen. So Alfonso going to enter the game to catch for Bradenton. He had a solo homer in the 9th inning that ended up being the winning hit on Sunday. And now going to have to sprint in with the catcher's gear. So we'll step aside. We'll let them take care of Planchy and let Omar get settled and come back here after a change of catchers, 1 pitch into the top of the 6th inning.
Baby and a little
right with a little bitty look. Well, it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old.
So back here now after a change of catchers at Lee Comp Park. Marauders bring Omar Alfonso into the game. Hope that Giovanni Planchart is okay. De La Paz's next pitch, a fastball low, and it's 2-0 to Rincon. Rincon, a 4-3 ground out and a 5-3 double play ball. 0-2 tonight. 2-0 pitch from Yoldeen. This is outside 3-0. Struggling to find the zone here in the first three offerings of his outing. De La Paz enters this appearance with a 5.51 ERA. Trying not to lose Rincon here to start the inning. 3-0 pitch. In the dirt, ball four.
Yeah, this was a task that Alfonso didn't think he was going to get that call here today, and got to quickly get that gear on, get ready to go, and he's got some MLB DNA in that blood. His father, I believe, Eliezer, catcher in the majors for parts of six seasons, so no one better to learn from than someone like that.
Brings in Otto Kemp now. A walk and a hit by pitch tonight. First pitch from Yoldeen. Misses high. Five straight balls to start the outing. 1-0 to Kemp. Rincon, the runner at first this season, has stolen 14 bases, has been caught six times. De La Paz still looking for a strike. His 1-0. Misses in, ball two. Six straight balls. And that'll draw Omar out to the mound. Threshers have been walked four times tonight. That's more than the three hits that they own. That'll bring Matt Ford, pitching coach, out to the mound to talk with Yoldeen.
You know, we got some action, too, in the Marauder bullpen. I don't have my binoculars with me, and my eyesight nowhere near good enough to pick up numbers from that kind of distance. But right now it's a matter of locating the strike zone, attacking the strike zone. You want Alfonso to give you a nice presentation back there, help you out. One question I have, though, is now that we have the ABS kind of thing, is pitch framing, where does that kind of go now?
Well, I think when you have Friday, Saturday, Sunday games where that still can come into play with challenge games, catchers you'll see a lot of times still frame. But then you'll have plays like when we had a strike call in the first, the catcher's 3 feet to the left,
right,
and it's a strike. So it's just kind of all over the place. 2-0 after the visit. There's the strike. Fastball at the knees. It's 2-1. De La Paz bounces back after a chat with Matt Ford, former big leaguer with the Brewers. De La Paz is 2-1. 3-1. Misses low. And at risk of walking two men on to bring the go-ahead run to the plate here with nobody out in the top of the sixth inning. Geronimo Francois getting loose in the Marauder bullpen. Just a little stretch action, though. Not throwing yet. Pitch. In the dirt, ball four. Nine pitches and one strike from De La Paz. Two relatively free passes,
yeah,
to start the inning.
And you know, and we know, how good, whew, the Thresher offense is, where they rank in so many different statistical categories, where you at least want to make them have to take the bat off their shoulder. When you allow them to reach, it's the walks that normally come back in to haunt you as a pitcher, and right now you look for that double play ball.
First pitch misses high, 1-0. That's nine balls out of 10 pitches from De La Paz. Ryan Leach, who entered the game defensively for Disson in the third inning, bats now. First pitch to him after the offering missed up is in the dirt, 2-0.
Credit Alfonso. He kept that one in front of him, and this has been a frustrating outing on the mound.
Leach batting 196 this year, but
I guess those numbers
count, 2-0.
Become I guess a boot, I guess.
2-0 pitch from Yoldeen. In the dirt, ball three.
I guess the better word is a non-factor when you're not locating the strike zone. And
I think Leach is in the biggest auto take mode of his career here right now. I invite him to swing.
Give him a grand invitation.
Yeah. Yoldeen set. 3-0 pitch. Hits him. And the bases are loaded with nobody out. De La Paz has thrown 13 pitches, only one of them for a strike.
And JJ's going to come out.
Faces the minimum three batters, and outing will end there. Two walks, a hit by pitch, and one strike thrown for De La Paz. Hopefully, Rodgers can get some help out of the bullpen here to try and salvage a bases-loaded, no-out situation. They've escaped jams so far in this game, but it's the biggest one they've probably faced all year right here. We'll step aside for the change and come back. Bases full of threshers and nobody out in the top of the sixth. Back here after the pitching change on MILB-TV, Bally Live, the Marauder Radio Network. Elijah Birdsong will inherit a bases-loaded, no-out jam here in the top of the sixth. Marauders up 2-0. Adam, what are we looking at for the numbers on EB this year?
Yeah, we'll get the right-hander Birdsong making his 19th appearance of the season, a 1-0 record, a 3.20 ERA, and a 1.58 whip for the California native Birdsong. Look to sing us a song out of this inning is really what we need. Quite a predicament.
Bases loaded, nobody out. Marauders up 2-0 and had not really looked in grave danger until this point right here. Shows you how much walks kill an inning for a pitching side of things. William Bergola will bat. Left-handed hitter. Grounded out in the second. Walked in the fourth. Bases loaded, no outs. First pitch. Hit in the air. Shallow center. Over to it is Nolasco. Runner will tag from third. The throw will go to third. And it is not in time. Good tag made. Runner scores, but we'll trade the out for the run there. We talked about that during the pitching change break. We just needed an out on the board.
Yeah, and you get that in one pitch, too. And I was going to say it before he threw his first pitch. Just throw strikes. Let the defense behind you make the plays. As simple as it sounds. Obviously nowhere to put them in that kind of situation, but trust your defense. They've made some brilliant plays here today, and you just need a double play ball. It's good to get
out
of
it. It's a win if you only give up one, I'd say. Bases loaded, no outs, and you only see one come in to score. That'd be a victory. Birdsong facing Reyes, who's 1-for-2. Takes sinker away, call the strike, and it's 0-1. Reyes singled in the second and struck out on three straight pitches in the fourth inning. Men at the corners for the Threshers. They trail by just one now. Rodgers, 2-1 advantage. 0-1 pitch. Slider away. Check swing. Appeal. No, says the field umpire Nate Hall. A ball, and it's 1-1.
And even though that missed, that was a competitive pitch.
That's a double play ball right there.
That it was. Perfect spot for it.
1-1 now for EB. Breaking ball, grounded to third. Backhand picks, throw to second for one. Termars relay to first, a double play. What a job by Elijah Birdsong. A fly out and a twin kill keeps the Marauders up by one as we go to the bottom of the sixth when we come back on MILB-TV, Bally Live and the Marauder Radio Network.
Sheriff's Office on our Coeur d'Alene, operator 8.
We are the hub of activity for the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Exactly what happened?
Do you have a name?
We got him.
The voices behind the scenes. We are the ones responsible for making sure that our citizens and our responders connect together in their time of need.
The most enjoyable aspect of my job probably would be knowing that I've helped someone in a situation where they didn't think they had any hope.
1 North 21, priority 2.
I need an officer, please.
1 North 8, when you're up to 1.
If you're looking for something that's fast-paced, that's exciting, something that you'll never get tired of, definitely try dispatch at the Manatee County Sheriff's Office.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score.
Back here on the Marauder Radio Network for the bottom half of the sixth inning at Leacomb Park as Threshers bring in a new arm, the right-hander Noah Song, making his first competitive outing since 2019 here on a major league rehab assignment. MLB Pipeline actually just posted an article about him right as this game was getting started. Right-hander with a 1.06 ERA in 2019 and 17 innings. First pitch to Shalene Polanco misses up and out for ball one. Marauders up 2-1 here.
I just pulled up that article that came out all of 6 hours ago.
Yeah.
It was a Rule 5 pick by those Philadelphia Phillies. And
this 2-0 pitch, a seething fastball above the zone, but cut on and missed by Shalene for strike one. 2-1 the count to Polanco, who's 1-for-2 tonight with a solo homer. 2-1 pitch, breaking ball fouled off the end of the bat, strike two.
And actually selected him from the Boston Red Sox in that Rule 5 draft. And this is a chance for Shalene Polanco to get a taste of what MLB pitching is like.
2-2 lined into center, backing up on it and making a catch as Crawford. That ball was drilled at 104.8 off the bat for out number one of the inning.
Yeah, he timed that well. He got that front foot down, and it sounded really nice off the bat. And a bit of a bad read, too, by the center fielder. His first step was in, and you always tell outfielders, take that first step back. He comes in and then had a range back to put away.
Kind of saw that same thing on Mojica's double off the wall and left. As Cimillo stands in, now leans out of the way of a face-shaving fastball. It's a 1-0. Song set. Reliever out of the windup, fires home. Cimillo hits one high in the air to right. Jogging onto it, and to his left is Fergus. He settles and catches two down.
Talked about how much of a jump on the radar gun we're going to see from Cota, who started this game. Dial up the temperature here. It's going to be an adjustment right now for 100%. The Marauder batters after facing a soft tosser early on.
Mojica in now, doubling a ground out tonight. First pitch slider misses away to him, 1-0.
That's where you say tie those batting gloves a little bit tighter. Make sure you hang on here.
1-0. Fastball high. Mojica lays off. Two balls, no strikes to the power hitting first baseman.
Great at bat, too, where he shot it into that left center field gap in his last AB.
2-0 from Song. Breaking ball gets the bottom of the zone. A strike called. It's 2-1 now. Song fires again. Mojica takes hung slider down the middle for strike two.
Well, that caught a good heart of the plate right there. Would have liked to see Mojica get into that.
2-2 pitch, a cut and a miss. Slider below the zone gets him to end the inning. Song, in his first outing professionally since 2019, cuts the Marauders down in order. We've played six at Leacomb Park. Bradenton 2, Clearwater 1 the score, and we come back on MILB-TV, Bally Live and the Marauder Radio Network.
Living off the land, dirty hands.
Back here on MILB-TV, Bally Live in the Marauder Radio Network. Top of the seventh inning at Lecom Park. Bradenton 2, Clearwater 1 the score. Marauders escaping a bases loaded, no out jam with only one run surrendered in the top of the sixth. Birdsong forces a man into a sack fly that scored the only runs thus far for the Threshers, and then a really clutch double play turn. Leading off the inning is Ricardo Rosario, 8-9-1 in this frame for the visitors. Rosario walking a fly out tonight. EB sent the sinker bowling righty. Fires his first pitch of the seventh. Gets a chopper towards third, but a foul ball. Great glove play made by Castillo, but won't be able to chuck it on over to first. Goes down as strike one of the at-bat.
Yeah, and maybe a good thing that was ruled foul. That was going to be a difficult play to make from third to first. His body and his weight go in the complete opposite direction, and then to try and set your feet too.
0-1 now from Birdsong. Hit high and deep to left. That one's got a chance. It is way back, and it is out of here. Off the foul pole, and we're tied at two. Third homer of the year for Rosario. Levels the game.
Yeah, that one, a pitch that caught too much of the heart of the plate. And he does damage right there. This game now leveled at two. Credit Clearwater, they have hung around in this ball game.
Nine-hole hitter Cade Fergus up, ground out and a strikeout tonight. Birdsong fires. Fergus takes slider away and low for ball one. Birdsong comes set, 1-0 pitch from the right-hander. Bounce back to the mound. Birdsong makes the glove play. He'll jog over to first, underhand flip to Mojica in plenty of time for out number one. Good bounce back from Birdsong to a weak out. Sends it back to the top of the order and Amarion Boyd.
Yeah, and do some soft contact. Jammed him, and all he could do was push one back to the mound, and Birdsong handles it, and we get to see Boyd come back up after looked to be an awkward spill in his last at-bat.
He's 1-for-3 tonight, singled in the first inning. Pitch. Bounces in the dirt, ball, and it's 1-0. Rodgers led 2-0 after five innings. Threshers got one in the sixth and a leadoff bomb here in the seventh. Levels the game at a pair apiece. Birdsong set, 1-0 pitch to Boyd. Corners playing up. Misses low and outside. 2-0. Sinker overthrown by the righty. Ready at the belt, 2-0 pitch. Boyd takes, offering misses in, 3-0.
This is the same predicament we saw in the prior inning where it's just a matter, you just got to throw strikes. Don't help this offense out because they certainly don't need it.
3-0. Ball four. Sinker drops off about a ball width below the zone. Boyd walks, and the league's stolen base leader is on with one out here in the top of the seventh inning.
Yeah, what a test this will be for Alfonso to try and keep that lead close and relay any signs and messaging to Birdsong. You only get to disengage twice.
One stolen base tonight for the Threshers. One man has been picked off. Crawford up now. 1-for-3. First pitch. Misses outside. 1-0. Birdsong sinker shoved off the plate.
The one thing the Marauder defense has been superb at is getting that double play ball and turning it. That's what got them out of the last dangerous
spot. Is the pickoff throw to first. Sends Boyd diving back, but he's well ahead of the throw. No tag attempt applied by Mojica. 1-0 the count with one away to Crawford. Struck out swinging awkwardly in his last at-bat in the fifth inning. 1-0 pitch. This is outside 2-0. Four hits for the Threshers. They have been walked six times tonight. Birdsong's 2-0. Call the strike. Good-looking sinker. Needed it, too. Lands on the outer half for strike one.
Important to get back into this count, and I don't think you can throw a better pitch to do it.
Ready, set at the belt. 2-1, one out, offering. Bounced over the head of the pitcher on the mound, and Boyd's in the way. He's hit by the ball. They're going to call him out on interference. Boyd called out, and Crawford's going to have to return to first. Dead ball on the play there. Not sure if we're calling interference or that the runner was hit with the ball either way. Never saw the interference sign, which is the umpire sticking his arm straight out to the right. He called time, said that the ball hit him. And Boyd's out here.
Yeah,
two
great,
away.
Great job by Birdsong. That looked to be headed for a twin-killing
double
play.
That was a yeah. That was either interference or it was a ball that hit him.
And Johnson's not going to let something like that get through him. And when we've seen two incredible plays by him defensively, even when he made a bad read initially, still recovers and makes that play. Obviously, there was something that interfered with him to prevent that. And the only good news for Clearwater is that they escaped that play with only
without
the one
a twin
out
kill.
Being,
yeah.
Yeah.
So hit by a ball and
don't know how many times you get
so
to go to the
runner's interference is what the public address voice is saying. So it is interference, the call on Boyd.
Don't know how many times you get to go to the ballpark and see that happen
yeah.
in a ball game. That alone with
especially on a ground ball,
right.
I would say.
And then see one hit square off the second base bag. That area, that little pie area in the infield, it's been a part of this ball game.
Rincon up, 0-for-2, takes first pitch, sinker up and away corner. That's paint for strike one.
That's an important first pitch strike.
Birdsong trying to send us to the stretch, still tied at two. Crawford at first, the 0-1. From Birdsong to Rincon. We'll have to wait. Pickoff throw to first. Crawford dives back without a tag attempt applied, although Mojico waved the glove in his face as he gets back to his feet.
It's the old courtesy one there. We know the speed demons the Threshers are on those base paths.
0-1. Swing and a miss. Rincon trying to dig out of the sand trap. Comes up empty for strike two.
Clearwater's been so good about being patient at the plate, and Birdsong gets them to expand their strike zone, and he's just one strike away from allowing us to go and stretch here at Leacom.
2-2 game, top of the seventh. 0-2 count with two outs to Rincon. Crawford at first, Birdsong set. Righty will fire home. Fly ball, shallow left. Jogging, now racing onto it as Torero. He slows up, makes a catch on the run, inning over. Threshers get one on a leadoff solo homer from Ricardo Rosario. And we will head into the stretch, tied at two, and we come back. Back here for the bottom of the seventh on MILB TV, Bally Live and the Marauder Radio Network. A beautiful night at Leacom Park and a good ball game brewing here. Ben Picorni, I'm joined by Adam Plager alongside me. New right-hander into the game, Dominic Pipkin, the 10-plus ERA. First pitch to Castillo's, a bunt popped up, foul ground, diving effort, but not able to make the play as Kemp. That was one heck of a run, and it would have been a web jam, but just could not extend enough. Got to commend the effort there, the third baseman.
Yeah.
Never gave up on it.
Tremendous effort by Otto Kemp. He sold out on that play. He was going for the one pitch, one out, and his pitcher would have certainly thanked him, tip of the cap.
Oh, one now. Castillo grounds it, a foul ball at third, just past the bag. Could see it from here. That was a double, if not a triple, for Costi. With the outfield shifted way to the right.
Yeah, that thing
could not have gotten any closer, Adam.
It was scolded down the line, too. It's going the opposite way, too. Trying to punch that the other way into left field.
0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Castillo punched out on three straight. And there's one away. Pipkin entered this outing. Just inning and two-third pitched as a thresher. 10.8 ERA. Gave up two earned runs, three hits, two walks, one strikeout, a whip of three. Opponents were batting 429 against him, faced nine, and allowed five of them on.
Couldn't think of a better batter, though. Omar Alfonso at his first home run as a Marauder last game against Lakeland, which untied the ball game. Same situation presents itself for the catcher.
Takes a pitch of the knees, a loud strike call from Kenny Garcia. That was a thunderous shout. Ball and a strike to count now. Feeling himself a little something extra there on that pitch.
Wanted to make sure the city of Bradenton knew.
The 1-1. Omar takes. Cutter misses low and in. Two balls and a strike. Marauders are hitless since Mojica doubled off the wall in left center field back in the fourth inning. They're also without a base runner since a walk in that frame. Alfonso takes, sinker outside. Hitter advantage count at 3-1 now for him. In the top of the order, set to follow him. This lefty heavy. Marauder top half, excited to face the righty. 3-1. Call the strike. Man, that pitch was closer to a ball than a strike. Just got a piece of the inner half and the count full.
Yeah, ABS just nipped that inside corner.
Offering. Bounced back towards the mound. Alfonso digging hard, fielded by the pitcher Pipkin. He throws to first, and there's two away.
Good work by Pipkin to work back into that count. 3-1. He's able to bear down and find that strike zone.
Two outs down the top of the order, man, and Manuel Torrero stepping in.
He's had two awkward strikeouts in this ball game, and those coming with runners in scoring position.
Team's batting average leader at 300. Due to turn it around as he watches a heater miss up and out for ball one.
Yeah, I would not expect that to continue for much longer with the season he's put together.
Team's tied at two, four hits apiece. Difference, handful of walks for the Threshers. The 1-0 misses away, 2-0. Torrero lays off a sinker off the high and outside corner. Clearwater have been walked six times tonight. They've been hit by a pitch twice. As Torrero lines one to right, but into the reaching grasp of the right fielder, Fergus. That ball was well struck and deserved more, but it goes down as L9 to end the inning. Marauders are set down in order for the third consecutive frame. We go to the final two innings. Marauders 2, Threshers 2, the score, and we come back.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. It's a big old land with countless dreams. Happiness ain't out of reach. Hard work pays off the way it should. Yeah, I've seen enough to know that we've got it good. Where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly.
what we believe. And there's a bell that still echoes the price that it costs to be free. I pledge allegiance to this flag. And if that bothers you, well, that's too bad.
Back here for the top of the eighth at Lee Comp Park. Marauders 2, Threshers 2, our score. Game going down to the wire here in the series opener on a beautiful Wednesday night in Bradenton. Geronimo Francois, the rehabber, to the mound for the Young Buccos. Left-hander with a 3.18 ERA. Got the win on Sunday in Lakeland. First pitch to Otto Kemp. He takes fastball eye level. It's 1-0. Kemp has walked twice and been hit by a pitch tonight. Has reached all three times, but yet to see a batting average number go up or down.
All he cares about is that OBP jumping up.
1-0 from Geronimo. Big cut and a miss. Nice looking fastball. Served it up, said come and get it, and Kemp was way late at it for strike one to even up the count. Lefty out of the offset, wind up the 1-1. Big swing and a bigger miss. Change up in the dirt. Kemp nowhere near it for strike two.
Yeah, great job, too, by Francois to show him the heater and then take a lot off it with that off-speed pitch. That's a huge dip in the miles per hour there, and as a result, you get that kind of whiff.
The 1-2 from the lefty. Just misses outside, maybe two or three ball whiffs off the plate. 2-2 the count.
Alfonso did his part. He tried to frame that as best he could.
Robot doesn't have eyes. Even offering from Geronimo. Fouled off straight back towards the press box. Earning himself another 2-2 pitches, Kemp.
To see him maybe go just a little bit further off the plate. He's in swing mode. He's trying to protect. Maybe you get that chase here.
Sixth pitch of the trip, the second 2-2 offering. Hit on a line to left, back towards the wall goes Torero. He's turned around by it, and that one's going to fall and bounce off the wall. It's a leadoff double for Kemp on a ball hit darn near straight at Torero.
Yeah, that thing was scolded. It was hit well, but Torero had to reroute his GPS, and not in time. It bounces off the wall, and a leadoff double where you really feel like you should have an out in the inning, even though that might have been a hard exit velocity.
Marauders have had plenty of hard hit balls that haven't been rewarded with base hits tonight. That's for sure.
Yeah, we saw it to end the inning.
Line out into center by Polanco at 104.5 off the bat. Then Torero at 105 off the bat to right. A couple times coming up short. Ryan Leecha was hit by a pitch in his only trip so far in the sixth inning. Francois now in a little bit of trouble to start the frame. First pitch to Leach. Fouls one off straight to the backstop netting for strike one.
Yeah, it seemed like he was also right on that one. Straight back to the screen. Caught too much of the plate. See if he can reset himself here.
Geronimo set. Go ahead, run on second in the top of the eighth for the Threshers. The 0-1 pitch. This is way upstairs. A ball and a strike now.
Yeah, looks like he overthrew that one to Alfonso. Not nearly competitive enough to get a chase.
Lefty set, flashes the yellow glove at the belt. 1-1. Grounded hard towards short. That's the dream play there. Brannigan looks the runner back, throws to first. It's low, but picked easily on the backhand by Mojica for out number one.
Yeah, couldn't ask for a ground ball hit to a better spot. Keeps that runner where it is rather than 90 feet away, and you get yourself an important first out.
Now you're not in the position really where you can get a pair of sack flies to score a man.
Right.
And I'll say, Adam, that the runner Kemp there was not quick getting back to the bag at second. He kind of lingered there for a little bit. Made Brannigan wait till he returned. Bergola up now 0-1 tonight. Takes slider away for ball one. Bergola had a sack fly RBI back in the sixth inning. Made the game 2-1. Cut the Marauder lead in half at the time. And the solo homer in the seventh tied it up off the bat of Rosario. Geronimo checks second. 1-0 pitch to Bergola. Takes outer half sinker. Good looking spot. Splits that side of the plate for strike one call.
Yeah, excellent job there by Francois to locate that. really nothing that Bergola could do with that pitch except watch it.
Lefty checks second. Brannigan retreats the 1-1. Ball in the dirt. 2-1 the count. Slider comes up well short of the strike zone and the plate.
Alfonso does his job to block that. You know how active the Threshers are on the base pass. The eyes get big if that one leaks anywhere behind Alfonso.
Lefty's 2-1 with one away and a man at second. Hit in the air to left, but it's going to hook well foul and out of play. Well struck, but it'll go down as strike two.
Good comeback pitch, too, by Francois after a bad miss on the prior pitch.
Now a swing and a miss away from getting 1 foot in the door of that end of the inning. 2-2 to Bergola. Go-ahead run on second for Clearwater. It's Otto Kemp who led off the frame with a double. Geronimo will step off the backside of the rubber and watch the runner walk back. That's his first disengagement of the trip. Don't expect Kemp to take off, but I've seen some crazy base running decisions made by these Threshers this year. Got a hearty leadoff. Adds another step, the 2-2. Line drive, base hit to left field. Torero charging hard on it. Runner going to be sent home, and Manuel throwing, and the runner will hold up. What a dart towards the plate by Manuel Torero, and he holds the go-ahead run at third.
Yeah, great job by Torero to get there, cut that down. Great route to the baseball, and a good job by Brannigan to be that cutoff man and prevent that run from coming in to score.
Kemp was dead meat if he went to the plate there.
Yeah, it would have been a lame duck coming home.
I think he was 5 feet around third when the ball got into the infield. I think it would have made it to home on its own.
Oh, good, absolutely.
Good-looking one-hopper.
Great outfield assist opportunity, too.
Felix Reyes up, men at the corners, one away. First pitch breaking ball misses up and in. It's 1-0. Reyes his last time up. Adam, men at the corners, one out. Double play ball.
Just what I was going to bring up. Bradenton pitching has been excellent in getting that double play.
The 1-0. Bounce back to the mound, fielded by Francois. Throws home, and it's offline. Run scores. And the Threshers take a lead on an RBI fielder's choice.
Yeah,
it's 3-2 Clearwater.
Stuck in no man's land was Francois. He was in between that area where do you let that go to Brannigan or your third baseman Castillo. And at the same point, there's no way you turn that double play. And you really just want to take the out there. And you want to hold this game at a 2-2 tie. Torero did his job to force that first and third situation and just so close to that double play opportunity.
So now only still one out with the guy who had a monster solo home run back in the seventh inning at the plate. And Marauders, for the first time all game, trail. They led 1-0 in the first, up 2-0 in the fourth. Threshers have chipped away. Two on, one out. First pitch to Rosario. Popped up foul, first base side out of play. It's going to hook towards the concourse for strike one.
Well, Francois made some good pitches. That last one just not hit hard enough to get to Brannigan or Castillo. Is really in between.
That's a ball if it's a little tighter to the mound. Probably have him at the plate, 0-1. Fastball misses high. Ball and a strike now.
Or you might get yourself a run down, too, where the runner at third's going to stop himself.
Take it any way you can get it at that point. 1-1 now from Geronimo with two on and one out. Misses outside, 2-1. Right-hander warming in the Marauder bullpen now. Arvin Garcia getting loose.
And now if you're Francois, it's short-term memory here. You turn the page, attack this batter, throw strikes, let the defense make the play.
2-1. Misses low, 3-1. He's at risk of walking him loaded here with only one out.
I really thought that was a borderline pitch, too, that ABS might have just picked up.
A run in the sixth, seventh, and this eighth puts the Threshers up one, the pitch. Line drive, a little looper straight into the hand. The first base coach, nifty looking grab there by McCall Jones. Coaching first, tried to get it up and over the net at first try. Now the second try is success. Goes down as strike two on the foul ball. Geronimo really needs the out here, trying to avoid loading him up. For Cade Fergus, who's the home run leader of the Threshers ball club in the nine spot. Geronimo set the 3-2 pitch to Rosario. Line drive into right, charging in on it, and making the grab is Shaolin Polanco. There's two away, well struck, but a big second out.
Yeah, good job in the outfield by Polanco to read that off the bat and come in and make that play and get that important second out, and this might be the day for Francois.
Francois will finish his outing. Two-thirds of an inning pitch, gave up one earned run, two hits. Did not walk anyone, did not strike anyone out. Two on and two out with Cade Fergus at the plate. Darvin Garcia to the mound trying to keep us within one when we come back.
Well, I went down to the Grundy County Auction, where I saw something I just had to have. My mind told me I should proceed with caution, but my heart said go ahead and make a bid on that. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind online. I'll be your bidding and be if you beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on the lady in the second row. She's an 8, she's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes. And I'm about to bid my heart goodbye. Well, the auctioneer was going about a mile a minute. He was taking bids and calling them out loud. And I guess I was really getting in it, 'cause I just shouted out above the crowd. And I said, hey, pretty lady, won't you give me a sign? I'd give anything to make your mind on mine. I'll do your bidding and be at your beck and call. Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her, she's a one of a kind.
Back here on MILB TV, Bally Live, the Marauder Radio Network. Bradenton bring Darvin Garcia to the mound. 3.04 ERA, trying to pitch out of trouble and limit the damage here in the top of the eighth. First pitch to Fergus. Ball outside, it's 1-0. Darvin trying to steady the ship here. Threshers have scored in every inning since the sixth. They went hitless for five straight innings and scored a run in that time span. The 1-0 pitch from Garcia after a check of the runner at second. Fastball misses low, 2-0 to Fergus, who's 0-3 tonight.
Yeah, Clearwater just took advantage. Bradenton not throwing strikes, a couple of walks, just caught a little bit of fire and created some energy in that dugout. Brand new ball game now.
2-0. Way outside, 3-0. Garcia at risk of walking him loaded to bring the top of the order around with the bases loaded. Trying to do everything he can to avoid that spot here. See if Fergus is swinging. 3-0, but there are two outs. Might want to try to cash in. Pitch from Garcia after a check is second. Call the strike low and away. That got the slightest a touch of the zone, but enough for Garcia to work himself back into the count. Needs two more. Right, he set the 3-1 pitch to the nine-hole hitter. Ball four. Ball in the dirt, and the bases are loaded. Marauder pitching tonight has walked seven and struck out five. Parachi has all five of those strikeouts.
Parachi was excellent, and the one thing you hope is for your bullpen to preserve a start like that. He did everything right. Quality start.
Bases loaded for Boyd. Two outs, first pitch. Misses high, almost hit him. 1-0 the count. Boyd a single, a fly out, a ground out, and a walk tonight.
Five of the first pitch, of the first six pitches, excuse me, have missed and got to become a strike thrower in short order.
The 1-0. Fastball down the middle, Darvin. Assuming Boyd was taken all the way there and guessed right. Strike one and the count even. Good bounce back sinker. Garcia trying to swim his way out of trouble here. Bases loaded for Clearwater, the 1-1. Hit in the air, foul it out of play to the right side. It's a big strike, number two.
Yeah, now you look for Garcia to throw his best pitch in his arsenal, whatever he has, wipe him off the table, but try and get that whiff here. If you're going to go for the punch out, perfect spot for it.
The 1-2 from the righty. Hits him. A hit by pitch and a 1-2 count with the bases loaded. Scores another run, and the Threshers are up 4-2 now.
Yeah, there was something about that release which looked completely different from the last three pitches where he was all over the strike zone.
And the free bases, a walk loads him, and a hit by pitch scores him. Justin Crawford up now, 1-for-4 tonight. Bases still loaded, Threshers up 4-2 now. Garcia's first pitch to the backstop. Runner's going to come home, and he'll score. It's 5-2 Clearwater.
Yeah, and Alfonso looked crossed up back there where he was set up on the other side and then try to reach back and try and catch that, and really no chance. Clearwater, obviously as aggressive as they are, they're going to take that free base at that point.
5-2 now. The 1-0 to Crawford. Line drive into center field, racing towards it and not making the play is Nolasco. That's going to roll to the wall. Two will score. Crawford wants three. He might think about going all the way. Cutoff throw is into Brannigan. Crawford's going to be held at third. A two RBI triple, and just like that, it's 7-2 Threshers.
Yeah, and walks come back to haunt you, hit by pitches when you're not throwing strikes. Those little things, Clearwater, a dangerous team, they will do that to you. And Nolasco, that's what he was going to do. He has to lay out there and sell out.
Rincon up, ninth man of the inning to bat for Clearwater. First pitch to him with a runner at third and two away. Call the strike, change up low and in. Garcia gets ahead. Clearwater have scored five in the inning. 0-1 pitch misses outside, a ball and a strike now. One on a wild pitch, one on a bases loaded hit by pitch, one on a fielder's choice, grounder back to the mound, then two on a triple from Crawford. The 1-1 taken, call the strike, up and away. Gets the slightest touch of the zone, and Garcia a swing and a miss away from ending a really, really rough inning. Righty's 1-2. Call the ball in the count even.
Just looking for him to chase, and credit Clearwater. They've been patient, and they have forced Bradenton to have to throw strikes. They have not really expanded their strike zone.
The 2-2 now with two away. Line drive into left. Terrero racing on. Catch made, inning over. Threshers score five. They lead 7-2 going to the bottom of the eighth when we come back.
Getting paid by the hour and older by the minute. My boss just pushed me over the limit. I'd like to call him something. I think I'll just call it a day. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. This lunch break is gonna take
but that's all right. I ain't had a day off now in over a year. My Jamaican vacation's gonna start right here. If the phone's for me, you can tell them I just sailed away. And pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only half past 12, but I...
Bottom of the eighth here on MILB TV. Bally Live on the Marauder Radio Network. Threshers 7, Marauders 2, the score. New arm to the mound for Clearwater in the inning is Taiwanese right-hander Wenwei Pan. A stout 1.54 ERA this year for him. He'll face Brannigan to start the inning. Jack, a single, a walk, and a looking strikeout tonight. Marauders chasing five. They have six outs to work with after Clearwater scored five in the top of this inning. First pitch from Pond. Brannigan takes. Fastball called, a strike. A scream from Kenny Garcia, and it's 0-1. 95 on the gun from Pond. 0-1 now. Breaking ball, line to right, sinking and getting down. In front of Cade Fergus, a leadoff knock. Marauders answer back and show there's still some signs of life here.
A nice little looping liner for Jack Brannigan. The second time he's done that to the opposite field, just going with the pitch, inside out swing, and Fighting Irishman shows some fight right there, a much needed one after Clearwater puts up a five spot.
Termar Johnson up 0 for 3, two strikeouts and a ground out. Time called, home plate umpire messing with his earpiece for ABS, it looks like. And Brannigan's going to tie his shoe as well now. Most Marauders have scored in one inning this year was seven against Dunedin.
What a comeback that was.
Yeah.
It was a 8-1 game, and Bradenton had really no business being in
getting
that ball
no hit
game
until the sixth inning.
Then three home runs, and this man right here did indeed have one of them.
First pitch to Johnson, fastball. Call the strike, it's 0-1.
Just as I was going to bring it up, five-run lead is not insurmountable by any means. This team has showed it at times, looking for that same kind of magic.
The 0-1. Johnson takes, fastball, same spot, called for strike two. I always say it, any pitcher, no matter who they are, they could have a 1.54 ERA, they could have a 9. Bad pitchers, based on ERA, are due for a good outing, and good pitchers are due for a bad outing. Let's hope we catch Pond on a rough one. His 0-2 to Johnson. Pop fouling out of play. Termar just laid on a splitter up in the zone for a spoil.
Yeah,
do
good.
The 0-2 again.
Good work by Johnson to fight that off. You just want to force the Thresher right-hander to throw pitches, feel uncomfortable.
0-2. Ball in the dirt. 1-2. You always, the approach I always like to think of is he's got to throw you three strikes. Don't cheat yourself. Get your pitch, and Termar has been able to crush his pitch when he gets it.
He
seven
sure
homers
can.
This year.
Six of those in this month. His bat has found some life. No better time than right now.
1-2, fouled off. Fights to stay alive. Upset with that one. He knows he just missed a good-looking pitch to hit.
Yeah. Nonetheless, again, playing spoiler, and that's all you want the Marauders to do. Just pass the baton, as they say. Just find some lightning in a bottle. Just keep passing the baton through this order.
Third 1-2 pitch from Wenwei Pan. Termar fights it off again. Fastball in the outer half, sent into the seats. How about a fourth 1-2 pitch, Adam?
Yeah, this is perfect right now. He's staying short. He's staying compact. He's going to choke up a little bit on this bat. Whatever he needs to do.
Brannigan at first, nobody out. Fourth 1-2 pitch will have to wait. A pickoff throw to first. Jack will walk back to the base safely ahead of the throw. My Midwestern comes out there. One, two. Fouled off again. Termar spoils his fourth straight two-strike pitch to stay alive.
Just nick that one, to catch a piece of it. It's like throwing a little fishing rod out there and hoping something's going to catch it for bait, and just the slightest piece. But all that matters is he's still at the plate right now.
Pond set, fifth 1-2 pitch from the righty. Fought off again. How about a sixth? Yeah, Johnson building a good AB.
What a battle right now between Termar Johnson and
Pond set Pond to throw there. His ninth pitch of the at-bat. Termar making him work for it. The 1-2 yet again. Line drive, ground ball is going to skip off the dirt and into right field, a base hit. Johnson waits for that high and in fastball, gets it, turns on it, and is rewarded for it. That's a perfect at-bat, Adam.
Yeah, he earns that base knock right there.
That's the best way to describe it, partner.
About six foul balls previously in a 1-2 count. Count leverage in Pond's favor, and he just sends that one through the first and second base gap. He earns that base knock, and that's an important one.
Almost flew about a foot off the ground and then skipped midway part of the dirt towards the outfield. 1-0-2 off the bat. Nolasco up now. 0-2. Can he keep it going here? A little bit of life in the bottom of the eighth, chasing five of these Marauders. First pitch to Rodolfo. Call the ball. Pitch looked great. Catcher Leach looked like he raised his arm saying, where the heck was that one missing?
I thought that might have just missed a little low, and I was really hoping it did as we get that benefit of the ABS.
1-0 pitch. Lasco takes fastball towards the dirt, 2-0.
And as a result, the byproduct of Johnson seeing about eight pitches in that at-bat is Nolasco can get his timing down. He sees different pitches.
We saw that splitter about half the time in that at-bat to Termar. I can't think off the top of my head a guy we've seen that throws a splitter here yet this year, a true natural splitter, as we see from Pond. Right-hander, a long look.
Yeah, he's got 10 seconds.
Catcher had to call time the last pitch to save him from a violation. Now set with five on the clock, the 2-0 to Nolasco. Rodolfo takes fastball inside, 3-0.
And the clock was down to 3 seconds. Pond looks uncomfortable, and he wasn't ready to ever come home, and he had to, or would have been an automatic third ball, and that's where this pitch clock becomes a threat.
3-0 the count. Cleanup. Hitter Nolasco at the plate. Pond fires home. Nolasco takes ball four, and the bases are loaded with nobody out. And the power bat and home run king of this team, Shaolin Polanco, will step in.
Yeah, a grand opportunity presents itself.
Quite literally.
For the home run leader, he's got 12 at the time. It extended the Marauder lead as he crushed it over the right field wall.
Mistreated it deep to right. Shaolin, 1-for-3 with a solo homer. His last out that he made was a liner at 104 off the bat into the center fielder's glove. Bases loaded, no outs. First pitch, Polanco sees fastball on the inner half, just above the knees for strike one.
Yeah, I expected that to be auto take the whole way because he has to throw a strike no matter what. And Polanco, if he gets into some count leverage here, he can take a ball a long, long way.
The 0-1. Ball misses way up and outside. That is an unbelievable grab by the catcher, Leach. He looked like a World Cup goalie saving a shot there.
Yeah, that's a great analogy to that, use. I don't
that's exactly what it looked
better,
like.
But a hope and a prayer he stuck out his glove because that run would have been running home, and that would have been the second time a wild pitch scores with the same man doing it.
Ball and a strike to Polanco. Bases loaded, the pitch. Big cut and a miss from Shaolin.
Yeah, he had other plans for that baseball, and the eyes get big right there. A little bit too far in right there, and took a hearty cut.
1-2 the count to Polanco. Brannigan at third, Johnson at second, Nolasco at first. Ponset looking for a big first out here. The pitch to Shaolin. Fouled off, out of play. Polanco earns himself another 1-2, and you're now, Adam, looking at a reliever here who's thrown 20 pitches and has yet to record an out.
Yeah, and I see no movement in the Thresher bullpen, so all their marbles are in on Pond to sort this one out himself.
Ready, set. The 1-2 again to Polanco with the bases loaded. Taken low, a ball. That was a tight take, but a real good one from Charlene to run the count even at 2-2.
And he's going to take this timeout here as he was brushed back a little bit. Off the plate.
Pond's longest out of the year. 4 innings pitched, 60 pitches thrown. Both in that same game. 2-2 to Charlene. Pond fires home. Swing and a miss. Polanco chases a fastball way upstairs. Strike 3-1 away.
Now you look for Cimillo, and we've talked about it. He can be clutch when you need him most.
And he's due. He's due.
He absolutely is. Couldn't ask for a better opportunity for that to come up. Righty-righty matchup. See if this can benefit Cimillo.
I think you need to get at least two here in this inning. They're having the bases loaded with no one out. First pitch to Cimillo from Pond. Fouled off straight back, up and over the press box roof. For strike number one, Cimillo just off of that high and in fastball. Yeah, they're just on it, I should say.
Just missed. If he can straighten that one out, that certainly can bring home one.
0-1 pitch from Pond to Cimillo. Nick takes. Slider misses away. Ball and a strike now.
Leach has done a good job back there. That's another good block.
He's had to work for it for sure.
He has since coming in to replace Disson earlier in this ball game.
Ball and a strike to Cimillo. Bases loaded with one out. The pitch. Taken low and away. Another block by Leach on a ball in the dirt. 2-1 the count.
Brannigan, a guy, if that thing's in a scoop past Leach, he's coming in with a full head of steam.
Take it any way we can get it right here to try him out. It would be an incredible comeback. Got all your speedsters on the base paths. Hitter advantage, 2-1 pitch to Cimillo. Hit high and deep to center field. Going back on it is Crawford to the warning track. To the wall, it's off the wall. Brannigan's going to score. Termar's going to get waved home. Cimillo will pull into second. Up to third is Nolasco. It's a 2-RBI double off the wall from Nick Cimillo. And the Marauders cut the deficit down to 3. And it'll bring the tying run to the plate here, Adam.
Yeah, he got that pitch in his wheelhouse right over the heart of the plate and crushed it to the deepest part of the ballpark. Two-run scoring stand-up double. Mr. Clutch, should
Nick
we
Cimillo.
Say.
Always due for one.
Oh, he got his pitch, and he certainly didn't miss it. We saw that one foul back to the screen. Good thing the netting is there. I might have had a baseball in my mouth there. Instead, that thing is off the wall, and you said at least two this inning. They get a pair right there.
And a chance for one more with Mojica stepping in. A mound visit here for Clearwater. That's RBI 17 and 18 of the year for Cimillo. Man, he just missed that.
He did.
He just missed it. Hit track data says it flew 403 feet. I think he probably needed 405 to get it over that wall. 101.7 off his bat.
And you still take that two runners in scoring position. Mojica coming up, and he's done some damage in this game. See if he can split that gap one more time.
Home plate umpire is going to break up the mound visit. Saw pitching coach head out there along with the translator, I assume, who that is for Winway Pond. It's the only way someone else would be allowed to go out there, I should
say. Absolutely, yeah. Make sure they can relay that message in the clearest form possible for Pond as he's in quite a predicament. And
base hit makes it a brand new game, essentially. It would be a one-run contest. Infield playing way back on the left side. Third baseman only a few feet in front of the grass and the shortstop with his heels in the Bermuda. Playing pole side for Mojica. 1-for-3 with a double tonight. First pitch. Takes fastball. Just gets a piece of the inner half for strike one.
Yeah, we saw a pitch earlier, which missed a little bit more, which brushed him back. Called a strike. Next pitch, he adjusts. He sends that into the gap. See if he can do the same thing.
2 in scoring position. 1 out the pitch. Big swing and a miss for Mojica. Strike 2, and this is where we've seen him struggle this year. Situational hitting. Just got to put a ball in play here.
Yeah.
Ground ball more likely than not brings in a run unless it's hit at the first baseman or right back to the mound.
Yeah, now if you can hit that to the left side of the infield, third short,
that
I
shortstop
guess.
Is so deep, yeah. The 0-2 now. Ball in the dirt, gets away from the catcher, and Alaska's going to come home. It's a tight play, but he'll be there standing up, and the Marauders are down by just two now.
You take that. You manufacture offense any way possible. Second time this game, Clearwater throws a wild pitch. Leach did his part.
He's been battling.
Yeah,
he has saved a couple that should have gotten by him.
Yeah, battle tested. He is persevered, fought hard. That's a nasty break, and it takes a weird bounce to even handle. That run's coming in to score.
1-2 the count now. Pitch from Pond. Mojica gets his pitch, but is so late at a fastball. Belt high, swing and a miss for strike three, and there's two down.
Yeah, and it looked like he just pulled his nose right off it right there at the end. Bit of a high heater that beat him, though. And
now Castillo, chance to drop in a two-out single and make it a one-run game.
And now all you ask is to pick up your teammate right here.
First pitch to him. Fly ball, shallow center, should be routine. Crawford jogging on, he makes the call, and the catch inning over. Marauders, though, get three. They make things a little more interesting. We go to the ninth with the Threshers leading 7-5 when we come back on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and the Marauder Radio Network.
What rock and roll really means. I'm gonna ride in your 55 T-Bird, drive through some old memories. I ain't after your body, baby, I just want you to dance with me. I'm gonna go bop with you, baby, all night long. I'm gonna bop the night away. I wanna make it a night like it used to be, when our hearts were young and our souls were free. I'm gonna bop with you, baby, all night long. I'm gonna bebop you, baby, till the break of dawn. I'm gonna bop you, baby, all night long. I got an old photograph in my pocket. We were still in our teens. Lord knows I feel a lot older now, but you still look the same to me. Honey, you don't ever laugh like you used to, and I don't want to see you blue. If you ain't busy tonight and you think it's all right, this is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna bop with you, baby, all night long. I'm gonna bop the night away. I wanna make it a night like it used to be. All in our hearts, we young and free. I'm gonna bop with you, baby, all.
Back here for the top of the last inning on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and the Marauder Radio Network. Threshers 7. Young Buckos 5, our score. Miguel Fulgencio to the mound for Bradenton. Stillwater, Oklahoma native, born though in the Dominican Republic. We'll try to shut down the Threshers here. Adam, you got the numbers on Miguel here.
We certainly do. 0-1 record, a 6.75 ERA, and a 2.25 whip. Like to see him keep that whip down, throw strikes, and get that offense that came to life right there, right back.
His 1-0 fastball misses in. 2-0 the count quickly. Threshers have been walked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times tonight. They've been hit by a pitch 3 times. So that's 10 free bases handed out as that one's popped foul and out of play off the bat of Kemp for strike one. Fulgencio gets himself back into it.
They always say the walks are the arch nemesis. It's the Achilles heel of any pitcher because they always find a way to come back and hurt you.
Miguel's 2-1. Hits him. fourth Thresher hit by pitch tonight. And a leadoff man on here in the ninth.
Right there you see Alfonso stride out, trying to settle down Wilgencia right there. Make sure he gets himself under control and maybe get that twin killing double play, which we've seen bail out the Marauders on numerous occasions.
We've seen a lot, yes. Leads the Florida State League this year in double plays turned. 61 on the season. Leading off first is Kemp. In the box is Disson. Check that, Leach. He's 0 for 1. Takes first pitch, ball 1-0.
Now Leach coming on as a replacement in this game, and he's battled back there.
1-0 now. Runner goes. Pitch is called. The ball throw down is nowhere near. That's a stolen base, and he had another runner into scoring position with nobody out for Clearwater.
Yeah, that's the name of their game. They are active on the base pass, and they'll try and swipe extra bags anytime they can and try and apply pressure to opposing pitchers.
2-0 the count to Leach. Miguel fires, misses 3-0. 1 strike thrown. Trying to avoid giving out the 12th free base of the night. Pitch. Ball 4. It's the 8th time a Thresher has been walked tonight. That's the 13th free base. Pardon. 5 men hit by a pitch. And now 8 walked.
And Matt Ford, he's going to make his way to the mound with the entire Marauder infield, and that was kind of my expectation. As soon as that was called a ball, that's the right thing to do. You settle your pitcher down. There's no movement really in this Marauder bullpen, so the Cards are right now in this moment to throw strikes and do soft contact and let the defense go to work. It's just those little details in a game which you think are so microscopic, they add up. We've seen it play out in the back half of this ball game.
Thresher's already up 7-5. They scored 5 in the 8th. Marauders answer with 3 in the home half. Trailing by 2. Try not to let it get any further away. 2 runs, you can think about that. That's a bloop and a blast. You got a tie game, but 3, 4, 5, 6, then you start thinking we got a big hill to climb here.
Yeah, they climbed that mountain. They started to climb up the mountain. Right now it's locking it down.
Bergola shows bunt, pulls back, pitch misses, ball 1.
You're now on the mound. You just try and slow yourself down. Slow down the mind. Just try and play catch. Just you and the glove, really.
The 1-0 now for Miguel. Fly ball to left. That one's hooking. Foul, thankfully. For strike 1 to even up the count.
That was a long way for Torero to run. He's playing well off that left field line and thing banks off the netting. Good thing, as you said.
Ball and a strike with nobody out. Miguel in desperate need of a put away. 1-1. Ball out. 2-1 now.
Just look close. Just borderline where you hope you get that expanded strike zone and get that chase.
2-1 pitch with nobody out and runners on first and second. 3-1. Fulgencio in trouble here. Call the strike in the count full.
Right on the lower rail there. Just caught enough. And
just got to be in the zone here. Rather get beat than beat yourself. Full count pitch. Fouled off. We'll do it again. 3-2 one more time. So like that's a trend with every pitcher I talk to. They'd much rather give up a double in the gap to score a run than walk a guy to score a run or load the bases along those lines. Full count again. Ball four. Bases loaded, nobody out now.
Yeah, and the Marauders already used their, I guess, timeout, you could call, where they
mound
send
visit,
their
yep.
pitching coach.
Next mound visit,
mound,
they have to pull them out. So nobody in the bullpen going.
Marauders don't want to overtax this bullpen. It's only game one of a six-game set against Clearwater. Couldn't agree more.
You got a five-inning start out of Paracci, too, and burned through five or six arms out of the bullpen. Bouncing ball to Brannigan. Throws home for one. Relay to first. Oh, my goodness. Get out of town. Called safe at first. Looked out by a good half a step. As if the Threshers needed a call to go their way from the umpire.
He looked like the throw beat him, and we don't have that instant replay at our luxury, but Brannigan does a good job to field that, get a quick throw to Alfonso, and he tried to catch and receive and throw quickly down to first to Mojica, and the jury did not rule
I'm not sure about that call at all. Rosario up. First pitch, strike up and in. Miguel gets ahead for the first time in the outing. Base is still loaded with one out. The 0-1 pitch to Rosario. Swing and a miss. Strike two. O-2 count with one away. Next pitch lined to the left. Back towards the warning track is Torero. Catch made. Runner will tag easily and score. It's 8-5 Threshers. That ball was crushed, too.
Yeah, that was scolded off the sound of the bat, and credit Torero. That time he takes a much better read. We saw it earlier in the game where he had to reroute his GPS. That thing bounces off the wall. That time he makes sure first step back and tracks it well back to the wall to get that second out. And now you see how important that double play not being called.
If not for a blown call at first, that's the end of the inning right there. 100%, and it's still a two-run game.
We try and slow that down as best we can up here to just try and get a second glimpse of that. But again, those walks come back, the hit by pitches, it's those little things that add up.
Threshers without a hit in the inning. Next pitch, it's 1-1.
To your point of you don't want to beat yourself in that conversation you have with those pitchers, so true, and it plays out right there.
0-1 from Miguel, or 1-1 rather. It's bounced weakly to third, fielded by Castillo. He steps on third, inning over. Threshers get one, Marauders trailing three. Got three outs to work with. Trying to rally in the bottom of the ninth when we come back.
Coming up tonight, shining through the trees. Crickets are singing and lightning bugs are floating on the breeze. Baby, get ready. Across the field where the creek turns back by the old stumble road. I'm gonna take you to a special place that nobody knows. Baby, get ready. Ooh, ooh. You and me go fishing in the dark. Lying on our backs and counting the stars where the cool grass grows. Down by the river in the full moonlight. We'll be falling in love in the middle of the night. Just moving slow.
Spring is almost over and the summer's come and the days are getting long. Waited all.
Back here for the bottom of the ninth on MILB-TV, Bally Live and the Marauder Radio Network. Ben Picorni, your voice of the Marauders, joined by my good friend and partner for tonight's game, Adam Plager. Marauders down three, three outs to work with, and a new arm on the mound for Clearwater here, Adam. Dan Harper, right-hander, enters the game. 9.53 ERA this year. So another guy, maybe you're thinking, with those numbers, a chance to tee off, but have to look deeper and see he's only thrown 5 2/3 innings. Striking out 7 and walking 3. He's given up 6 earned on 6 hits, a whip of 1.59, so ERA a little overinflated, I think, just based on looking at that. Yeah. Alfonso will lead it off, trying to spark a comeback. First pitch. Fastball misses low, 1-0.
If there's anything to build off, it's the last half inning at the plate in the bottom of the eighth. Maybe some of the best at-bats, and Termar Johnson with a great battle. Really sets up everything.
0-1, fastball misses in. 2-0, we'll take a walk.
Just need him to set the table, and my guess is maybe you go to a pinch runner, get aggressive here, get the speed on the base pass, and then you can always have Nick Cimillo come in and catch.
Especially with guys like Terrero, Brannigan, Johnson behind him. Speedsters 2-0 misses away. 3-0 now. Adam, if you're a betting man, what are the chances of a swing here?
I think this is auto-take territory. I don't think there's no money on the line for this kind of thing.
No.
You need runners in the biggest way possible.
3-0 pitch from Harper. Fastball down the middle. Alfonso takes all the way for strike one. Good take there. No reason to swing yourself into a ground out or one or the other, but it's one of those counts where you say, be patient here, but be ready. 3-1, leading off a comeback. Hopeful inning. Pitch.
That's why
ball
you,
four.
That's why you do that. You flip the lineup card around. Top of the order is due up right now. Emmanuel Terrero, love to see him have maybe the best at-bat of the game for himself. We saw him get a little too aggressive earlier in this game.
Robbed of a base hit his last trip. Line drive that almost got over the head of Ferguson Wright. That was absolutely crushed.
So Alfonso will not be subbed out for. He's a good defensive catcher, and you're going to need him.
First pitch to Terrero. Fastball misses away. Same start to the last at-bat. It's 1-0. Rodder's got to get one more guy on to bring the tying run to the plate. Harper's set. 1-0 pitch. Terrero takes off speed at the knees for strike one to even up the count.
Terrero's been excellent in the outfield too in this game.
1-1. Fouls off an inner half heater to the backstop for strike two, and just got to get on here. Got to keep the line moving. Terrero 0-4 tonight. He's due to reach safely.
If you recall, this is the same count against Termar Johnson where he spoils off 3-4 and then gets his pitch base hit. Same opportunity here for the leadoff man.
Alfonso at first, nobody out. The 1-2 pitch from Harper to Terrero. Takes slow and in, a tight offering. Call the ball and it's 2-2.
Now I have to ask you, that situation, do you let that run in and hit you and you're on base? Or?
I'm never in favor of someone getting hurt.
Absolutely.
But I think there's certainly guys who would say, I'm gonna get nailed in the knee right here and get on first. As that pitch misses out, and it's a full count. 3-2 to Terrero. If he gets on, the tying run will come to the plate with nobody out for Bradenton. With Johnson, Nolasco, and Polanco waiting behind him. 3-2. Hit high in the air to center. Not deep enough to get out, though. Crawford back on it. Catch made, and there's one away.
Man, he just missed his pitch by the narrowest way possible. He drove it. That was his spot to go, and he went to the deepest part of the ballpark.
Brings up Brannigan. Pair of base hits, a walk, and a strikeout tonight. He's been productive.
He sure has, and he's fought in every at-bat to earn his way on. Nothing cheap about the way this man handles himself at the plate.
Singled to spark the rally in the eighth to start that inning. Takes first pitch, breaking ball here. My goodness, it's called a strike and it's 0-1. Johnson on deck. Nolasco behind him. Marauders got to get one guy on here to bring the tying run to the plate. 0-1. Brannigan takes slider this time. Call the ball, and it's 1-1.
Yeah, good take two by Brannigan. Not anything he can do with that pitch.
Always patient, as you said, when he stepped in here. Going to fight and hopefully earn his way on the 1-1. Fastball. Oh, my goodness. That's not even touching the zone on ABS. I'm staring at it right in front of me.
Yeah, we both are in the prior pitch.
That's not even touching the zone.
Seemed to be in the same spot, which was ruled a ball, so it just creates confusion.
1-2. Line drive to left. Back on it into the gap. Racing is Rosario. It's over his head and up, down onto the wall. Up to third is Alfonso Brannigan at second. That's a double. Looked like a fly ball out, but it just kept on growing legs.
Hey, we'll take that strike earlier for that kind of
reward.
Yeah,
I'll trade it.
He sends that into the left center field gap with some authority, too, as the left fielder had to try and leap up. It was over his head. Not a good route either.
We've seen some really bad reads and routes from Clearwater outfielders tonight, Adam. And a couple times they've gotten that catch made more often than not, but there they don't get it, maybe when they needed it most, to put us one out away from being back in the clubhouse. And now Termar Johnson, Rodolfo Nolasco, and Shalene Polanco. Two of those three guys are guaranteed a chance to tie this game.
Yeah, I couldn't, like, hand-pick better batters that you could wish upon to bring up in this situation. And Jack Brannigan, again, he's been so good.
A three-hit night for him. Termar Johnson, 1-for-4. Base hit would likely make it a one-run game. First pitch misses low and in a ball. It's 1-0. Nolasco on deck, Polanco in the hole. Tying run at the plate with one out here in the bottom of the ninth for Bradenton. Termar trying to be a hero. Either keep the line moving or tie it up with one swing. The 1-0 pitch. Shallow fly ball into center. Couple men onto it. Center fielder calls. Couple men almost collide. We almost saw that ball drop. Instead, two away. Termar chases a fastball outside. Rodgers down to their final out now.
Yeah, he tried to expand his strike zone as the eyes light up on those high pitches, and we've seen it come back to haunt Bradenton in this game. Right there, you wish he takes that and forces more pitches in that at-bat.
So now Nolasco, the last chance. Tying run at the plate, two outs in the bottom of the ninth. Brannigan at second, Alfonso at third. First pitch from Harper. Taken, slider on the outer half for strike one. That's okay, that's a pitcher's pitch. There's not much you're doing with that if you're in Alaska. Best case scenario, you poke it on the ground down that right field line, but tough to do, first pitch. Now the 0-1 from Harper. Alaska takes, ball in the dirt. Leach once again up to the task of blocking it.
Yeah, good job here by Nolasco. All you want him to do is recognize the strike zone, understand what he can do when it gets into his wheelhouse, and make sure you barrel it up when it does.
Talk about getting Shalene Polanco to the plate with a chance to win it if he can get on. The 1-1 pitch. Misses up and in, almost hits him. Backs out of the way, and it's 2-1 now.
That was chin music. Someone called the telephone booth right there on Nolasco and makes you feel uncomfortable at the plate.
Two balls and a strike with two away. A swing could tie it up here. Pitch taken outside, 3-1. And this could set up a bases-loaded chance for none other than the home run and RBI leader, Shalene Polanco. Nolasco, a good take away from loading the bases, a swing away from potentially tying it. I think 3-1, two outs here. You might see him cut out of his shoes at a offering over the plate. 3-1 pitch. Ball four, and the bases are loaded. The winning run will come to the plate in the bottom of the ninth, and it is Shalene Polanco.
Yeah, this is perfect righty-lefty matchup. You say favors the hitter.
This is theater is what it is.
Couldn't ask for a better script.
Best power hitter, best RBI man on the team. And they're going to pinch run for Nolasco. Davies Nadal, the team's stolen base leader, will run now. And that makes sense why we waited to see Alfonso stay in the game there. As I think about it back.
Right.
he's one run. You want that tying run more often than not to be that speedster. So with Nadal's speed, a ball in the gap could score him first to home.
Yeah, and right now if you're Shaolin Polanco,
ooh, man,
don't try and light your eyes up here. Know what your strike zone is and force Clearwater to have to throw to your zone. Don't go to him. They don't need any more help right now.
And you have a guy like Nick Samilla behind you who's always due for a nice pop as well.
Mr. Clutch.
Mr. Clutch.
And he came through earlier, and a great job by Nolasco. You asked to pass the baton. He does his job to the man.
Get over aggressive, and that's something we've seen a bit from him tonight, was getting over aggressive a bit, big spots, but there, just does his job. No other way to put it. Shaolin Polanco, a homer tonight. Gave us a 2-0 lead at the time. A homer here would be a Grand Slam walk-off winner. Shaolin, 12 homers, 38 RBI this year. Second in the league with those bombs. First in the team with both the RBI and home run total. Bases loaded, two outs, winning run at the plate in the bottom of the ninth. First pitch heater misses away. It's 1-0.
Leach tasked again to have to corral that.
Yep.
There's a run scoring if that gets through him.
And that moves the tying run into scoring position then. Harper sent the 1-0-2. Polanco takes outside 2-0. He seems content to pitch around Shaolin here based on the first two offerings. And not a terrible idea, I suppose, with his pop and power, but you still got to get through Samilla behind him. 2-0 count. Two outs, bases loaded. One swing could win it for the Marauders. The pitch from Harper. Big cut and a big miss. Polanco chased way up above the zone. Goes down as strike one. He wanted to end it right there, Adam.
Yeah, he wanted to leave the ballpark and send us home on that swing. And right now you just try and settle yourself down and quickly adjust.
Rodgers looking for some magic. The 2-1. Pop fouling out of play, and we're down to our final strike. 2-2 the count.
He knew it too. A little animated right there after that foul off. That was more his zone right there.
That fastball up and in is the wheelhouse for him. 2-2 count, two outs. Bases load in the bottom of the ninth. Polanco is the winning run at the plate. Pitch from Harper. Swing and a miss. Strike three, game over. Polanco chases another fastball above the zone, and that'll end this one here tonight.
Great battle all the way
game
down to the wire.
Which the Marauders' offense deserved the win here.
Yeah, they certainly did. And they battled in the eighth and ninth innings, where you were just hoping for a rally to begin, and they started a couple. Clearwater is able to pitch themselves out of it, and at the other end of the diamond, Bradenton's bullpen really struggled to locate the strike zone.
Marauders out hit the Threshers tonight, 8-7. And as we look back at this game, Adam, the Marauders got a run in the first on a wild pitch. A Polanco solo homer in the fourth made it a 2-0 game. Clearwater got a run in the sixth inning without recording a hit. A walk, a hit by pitch, a sac fly, and then a double play to end that frame. They got a run on a solo homer in the seventh, scored five in the eighth inning. That saw a walk, a wild pitch, and a hit by pitch all bring in a run. And then you also had a run score in the ninth inning without a base hit recorded. And that was really the difference here tonight. We look at the Marauders offense, who put up three more runs in the eighth inning. Samilla, a guy that did his job in that frame. Brannigan finishes 3-for-4 tonight, two singles, a double. Nolasco goes 0-for-2 but walks three times. If you're going to have a guy get on three out of his five trips, I think you're pretty happy with that performance across the game tonight. And it's really a game that we didn't get beat. We lost right here tonight.
Yeah, when you're not throwing strikes and you allow those free runs to score, you can only do so much. I really like the eighth and ninth inning offensively. This team battled. They had every chance to win this ball game. But how about on the mound, Dominic Paracci, five
Man,
scoreless.
What a start.
And you really wish that he could have gotten that win. He was certainly in line to do it, a quality start.
Paracci, just five innings pitched, three hits allowed, five strikeouts, no earned runs, faced 20 batters, and held the Threshers hitless for the last three innings of his outing. And then you look at no innings pitch from De La Paz, gives up an earned run, walks two, hits one. Birdsong was honestly one of the best guys that we had come out of the bullpen tonight. Two innings, gave up an earned run, inherited a bananas jam with the bases loaded and nobody out, managed to only surrender a sack fly there, and that was a win in that situation. You also think after Paracci comes out of that game, not a single strikeout in the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th innings on the mound for Bradenton. They finish as a team with 5 punch-outs, 9 walks. They hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 batters in the game. And at the end of the night, the offense gets more hits. They do strike out a shocking 13 times for just 6 walks, but it's a game you expect to win. Yeah. I think with the offensive production and the start from Paracci, you can talk about the offense missing some slight scoring chances early in the game for us, but really at the end of the day, we were in a pitcher's duel. It was a 2-0 game going into the 6th inning, and it looked like, okay, we're just gonna keep pitching, and we're going to keep holding them to a limited run total and maybe pick up 1 or 2 more. The Marauders picked up 3 more. But, man, just 4 runs that scored were reached on a walker hit by pitch. We talked about this during a break before the 9th inning. And, yeah. And 2 runs. There was 2 innings where runs scored without a single hit being recorded. And that's 4 free runs, and that's 2 runs that would have been taken off the board there. If not for walks, hit by pitches, and timely sack flies, that's one big thing we saw. Mojica bat in the 8th inning for Bradenton and strike out with less than 2 outs and a runner on 3rd. And conversely, we saw the Threshers 2 sacrifice flies tonight. A fielder's choice to score a run tonight. They just did their jobs when they were called upon to do so with less than 2 outs, and it made a big difference.
Yeah, it was really the story of 2 halves of this baseball game.
100%.
The first 5 innings, all Bradenton. Paracci works out of a couple of jams, some productive at-bats, and you manufacture that first run of the ball game. And then Polanco goes yard, and you're really feeling good about yourselves. And then the old adage, walks and you're not throwing strikes, that stuff comes back to haunt you, and it really did Bradenton in tonight. 8th and 9th inning from the plate.
Fantastic.
Really yeah. Like the way they engaged in that battle against the first half winners in the Clearwater Threshers. Excited for the rest of the series. I think Bradenton has their number. This is the team to beat in the FSL South Division.
Yep.
If there is a team to beat, this is one, and I think we can play with the top team in this division.
The win goes to Pipkin tonight. Tossed an inning, struck out 1, facing 3 batters in a perfect frame. The loss to Geronimo Francois. He tossed 2/3 of an inning, gave up 2 hits, 3 earned runs, did not walk a man, did hit a batter, recorded 2 outs through 5 men faced. He moves to 1-1. Birdsong is hit with a blown save. But as we said, I think Birdsong really was our best guy out of the bullpen tonight.
Yeah, he got that sack fly and then that double play to get out of it.
If not for that inning, it could have been way, way worse tonight in terms of the runs on the board by the Threshers. Well, those are the wins and losses. The save goes to Harper for what was a rocky performance there in the 9th inning, but a job done nonetheless. The Marauders overall fall to a 38-31 mark on the season. They're now 3-1 in the second half. Clearwater also 3-1 in the second half. And 47-22 on the year. Both teams tied. But if you look at the standings, if you're a Marauders fan, cut the Threshers out. They don't matter. It's just about beating the other 4 teams we have in this division here in the next now 62 games to go, Adam. Game gets wrapped up here tonight in a final time of 3 hours and 4 minutes. And Adam, it was a long one. Glad you joined me for it. It was great having you, and we'll do it again sometime this season, yeah, for sure.
Thanks for having me.
The losses are going to come few and far between in this second half, mark my words, for this Marauders team. A tough outcome, but I hope you enjoyed the broadcast in spite of it. He's Adam Plager. I'm Ben Pokorny, your voice of the Marauders. 8-5 the final for the Threshers tonight. We'll see you tomorrow back here at Leacom Park, 6:30 first pitch. So long for now on MILB-TV, Bally Live, and your Marauder Radio Network.